Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Okay, number 22, Gordon. That's enough for a rebel. First down.
Oh, those sounds of football on ScoresBroadcast.com. We celebrate our 21st year being your radio on your phone for high school sports.
Andre Gordon, delayed handoff. It's a sprint draw. Two Bowser, look at him go. Outside right tackle. Oh, he shifts again. Shifts one more time. The elusive pick the man and powers to the end zone. What a touchdown run by Isaiah Bowser.
It's like trying to tackle a truck.
Wow. And you can't get your arms around the truck. No.
Highlights from the last 10 years of our football coverage also include Fort Loramie's long run to the state semifinals in 2018.
We're all ready for the third quarter kickoff as we begin play in the second half. Fort Loramie 14, Convoy Crestview 14, and the boot by Lichtensteiger of Convoy Crestview is down to the 19-yard line. Great return by Mesher. Look at him go. Mesher to the middle of the field. Mesher to the hash mark. He's down the numbers, 30, 20, no one will catch him. No penalty markers down. Mesher's gone.
75 yards.
The Anna Rockets exploded for 14 blowout wins and captured the 2019 state crown.
Brungard fakes the inside handoff. Makes a late pitch over the middle. Look out. It's picked off by Riley Hulskamp at the 30. He's got a lane down the near side. He'll take it to the house. He does. Riley Hulskamp, 30-yard interception return. He jumped the route.
Minster streaked to the regional final in 2024.
Steffi being pursued. He's way back at the 40. He breaks the tackle. Near sideline running. He's got space. 25-20. Look at him go. He rumps for a first down. All the way to the 10 or 11 yard line. Brogan Steffi pulled a magical act. A Houdini on that play.
Hear those incredible plays game after game.
Caleb Maurer looking middle of the field. Now at the right hash mark. Oh, a leaping spear of a catch at the six-yard line by Fort Loramie. That was the most brilliant catch of the night by Logan Eilerman. Wow, it was very wide. Seemed to be outside his catch radius, but he made it happen.
Fabulous runs are game changers, too.
Look at how it goes. Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run.
Like a runaway locomotive.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment, something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. It is raining a little bit right now here at Fort Loramie. Believe it or not, sun was shining earlier, late this afternoon, and then clouds rolled through. The showers are subsiding. The sun trying to pop back out. Should be a fine night for football, although the gridiron is a little bit damp after the shower that just concluded. It's game number 2200 on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. And football broadcast number 299. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Glad you could be with us. Minster and Fort Loramie in the annual Route 66 rivalry between the Wildcats from Auglaize County and the Redskins from Shelby County. Should be an exciting game down through the years. Minster has won 18 of the 24. Wildcats, Chuck, have had the Redskins number most seasons. It's often decided by the quarterback, and we've got two really good ones, a couple of fine juniors on the field here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got Kaler and Heckman, and those two young men last year stepped up, looked good, and I'm looking for big things out of both of them this year.
Yeah, both of them can run the ball. Yep. They can beat you with legs and with the arm. That is what makes them so dangerous. Carson Kaler, fine junior for the Minster Wildcats. Tanner Heckman, fine junior for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Minster 6-5 a year ago, 5-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Fort Loramie 3-7 last year, 3-4 in the Northwest Conference. And for the first time in Coach Spencer Wells' previous 8 years, the Redskins did not make the playoffs. Minster was beaten in round one by Layman Catholic. Both Fort Loramie and Minster have pretty young teams again here in 2026, although Minster did play 8 seniors quite a bit both sides of the ball last season. About 23-24 lettermen combined between the two clubs. Each team with just 6 seniors on the entire rosters. We were commenting several minutes ago, Chuck. Hey, it's going to be a duplicate next year. The rosters will just about be the same.
We don't have to be. I'm going to save a lot in printing.
The Minster topped Fort Loramie 22-14 one season ago at Minster. Wildcats built a 22-8 lead in that game, scoring 22 unanswered after Fort Loramie scored first. Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, a key building component, quarterback play. No doubt about it. Each QB capable of running for 100, capable of throwing for 2 or 250. Each club blessed with fine receivers. The keys to tonight's game, certainly. And those keys open the doors to success for Minster and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze open the doors to success as you build or renovate your new home. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze & Arushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. We've got starting lineups, comments from both head coaches when we return. High school football tonight, season 21. It's football broadcast number 299, Fort Loramie home to Minster, as we kick off the 2026 campaign on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Arushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, welcome back here to Fort Loramie as we look on to the horizon to the west. wacky weather, Chuck. No other way to describe it. The sun appears to be coming this way after threatening weather the last 90 minutes or so.
Well, you might as well get about 6 or 8 inches of rain and then make, get the sun come out so it bakes you as you watch the game. So it's perfect.
Well, it's been unbelievable. Northern Shelby County, two, 3 days ago, got 4 or 5 inches. Southern Shelby County got virtually nothing. It has been weird. That is for sure.
Yep.
We've alluded to the quarterbacks. Tanner Heckman for Fort Loramie is a junior, 6'4", 175. Not a big gainer of ground yardage a year ago from the QB position, 116 net yards rushing in 65 attempts. That, of course, includes negative sack yardage. But he will be featured more running the pigskin this season. Make no bones about it. 105 for 199 passing for 53% 1 year ago for Tanner Heckman. Good for 9 TDs, 14 picks. Carson Kaler for Minster, a junior, 6 feet tall, 180. Lugged the ball 160 times for 575 yards in 2025. 9 TDs on the ground, 61% through the air. 127 for 207, 1,549 yards. 17 touchdown strikes up top. And 11 picks. He was a 61% thrower. And the QBs will have a lot to say about who wins this game here tonight. Spencer Wells is in year number 9 at Fort Loramie. Last season was the first season his club did not advance to the playoffs, as I noted several minutes ago. Each previous season, the Redskins advanced and won at least one game. Coach Wells is excited about the potential for this more experienced 2026 team. Extremely young team one season ago in 2025. By most standards, still very young again here in 2026, but you hope to make strides based on the gained experience.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, having your quarterback back is always a good place to start. And Tanner really battled as a sophomore, and it's been neat to see how much he's grown going into his senior season. You know, and it's I remember, you know, we were talking about when I started as a junior and preparing for my senior year, how I could just tell how slow things got, and being able to see the field and read coverages. And it's been really neat to see him kind of have that same experience. And he's a great leader for us. You're going to see tonight that it's pretty much planned around him and what he can do for our offense. So we love Heck. And then, you know, his young receivers, Tanner Eilerman and Jane Luthman and Wyatt Holdhouse, all started as freshmen. Yeah. Having those guys back, and to your point, they don't really look like freshmen. So they don't look like sophomores. But they it's a really good core of skill guys that we look to build around.
Has Tanner Eilerman ever seen a catch he cannot complete? Has he ever seen one he can't get to?
Well, I tell you what, he's, I think he watched his younger brother Logan a lot growing up because he has a lot of those same traits. And to your point, it's really his ball skills. Like, he's fast, he's athletic, he's smart. But if you throw it up and kind of get it in the area and you get enough air on it that he can adjust, he's probably going to come down with it or draw a penalty. So, there's no secret, and I'm sure Minster knows that we're going to try to feature him tonight.
Hey, Fort Loramie football 1 year ago led the NWC in first downs. Rushing game was number 2. You were the least penalized club in the conference. A lot of good things, especially offensive side of the ball. Need to make some big strides defensively.
Yeah, we need to. And Brad Frilling and Riley Hausfeld are our co-defense coordinators, and they both are doing an outstanding job. And we were very pleased with that. You know, I think it starts with stopping the run. And in our second scrimmage against Hansonia, that's all they do. And we did a really, really good job bottling up their run game. So it's going to be critical tonight. You know, Minster's got a heck of a quarterback. They've got a lot of skill. We have got to stop the run. And then, you know, secondly, last year we played some decent defense at times, but then we gave up too many big plays, too many quick scores. Yeah. And that has been a point of emphasis of that's the number one way you're going to lose games if you give up explosive plays. So we've got to find a way to bottle that up.
Hey, for our listeners, thumbnail sketch in layman's terms, of how Loramie will look from the stands on offense and defense as well.
Yeah, you know, we'll start with the defense. We're going back to a 4-3. So when I got the job, we ran the 4-3, and that's what I brought here. And we did that my first three seasons, and then we kind of got away from it based off some different things we felt with personnel. But we're back to it, and a little bit of a different variation than how we've done it in the past. But it's a 4-3 defense. It's a two-high structure, really built on stopping the run. Again, and anytime you can have two high safeties, we should help limit some explosive play. So those are definitely the two focuses on defense. And then offensively, we're kind of a mixed bag. We've always been based on our personnel, and that's probably my favorite thing as a coach to do, is just trying to build an offense around the different skill that you have each season and focusing on their strengths. So yeah, you'll see a wide variety tonight. We'll do some 12 personnel with two tight ends. We'll do two different variations of empty. You'll see some condensed. You'll see some wide splits. You'll see some bunches. We try to throw a lot at a defense, and but in the same way, trying to keep it simple for our guys. So, you know, that's the point of emphasis, Jack, honestly. You know, we, since the first time we met this offseason in January, it's been, we have got to stop beating Fort Loramie. You know, there's too many times when you look at the film of, and credit to our opponents, we play really good opponents. We don't need to help them out. You know, they're good enough. We cannot have... the things that take no talent, we have got to control those much better. You know, our effort, our communication, our focus, too many pre-snap penalties at times and different things like that that we got to clean up in critical moments. So hopefully we do that tonight.
And those elements of the game often decide week one football for sure.
No doubt. And, you know, you look at it. I mean, I think our season could have been a lot different last year. And I loved that group, and it was a bummer that we didn't make the playoffs. But, you know, we were driving at the end of Minster to tie that game up. Mm-hmm. We were driving at the end of Anna to tie that game up. And, you know, you kind of look back at the missed opportunities in those games, a lot of which we controlled, you know, that we hurt ourselves. And you look and see, think, man, what if we would have started off 2-0? Maybe that gives you a little bit of different momentum and a little bit of a different mindset as you approach the rest of your season. So early momentum, we're going to do our darndest to find a way to get an early lead. That's been a huge point of emphasis. We've got to find a way to get some mojo at the beginning of games and try to get out in front of it a little bit. You know, we're out here in front of our home crowd. It's a Loramie gate. It's an awesome atmosphere. If we can get our crowd behind us and get into it early, that will go a long, long way. So that's definitely something we're going to try to do.
Yeah, mojo early on.
Yes.
We'll watch for it. Spencer Wells, ninth-year head coach, Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's game between the Redskins and Minster. One young man I want to give kudos to is Dylan Meyer, hard-nosed, outstanding catcher in baseball, and he is right in the center of things, no pun intended, in football for you as well.
Yeah, we love Dylan. Dylan, just a tough, tough, tough kid. Great leader. Battling through some pain. You know, his knees bother him quite a bit, but he's so competitive and shows so much heart, and he leads our offensive line. And there's a lot of guys up front we like with Dylan, too. I mean, Grady Bornhorst is a junior for us, and we are very, very excited for him and his potential at the quick tackle spot. Sebastian Barhorst is back for us. He played some as a strong guard last year, and that's what he's doing again. And great leader, one of our strongest kids. We got another sophomore starting for us at tackle, Davis Cabot, and I love Davis. I mean, Davis is one of those kids that I got to pull back at times, and I love having those guys on our team that maybe you got to, yeah, keep an eye on every now and then. He's got some attitude to him, which is great up front. So then Zach Siegel at the other guard spot, you know, really feel like we've got a lot of potential there up front. So if we can gel as a unit, Minster's going to challenge them. I mean, you're going to see they're a 3-4 slant team. They bring a ton of pressures, some unique fronts. You know, it's kind of throwing our O-line to the wolves right away, especially in pass protection. But we've got to find a way to pick that up, and we feel they can.
In Carson Kaler, an outstanding quarterback who's highly athletic, you may not be able to control him, but to some degree, you need to be able to keep him in the pocket. Don't let him win the game with his legs.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. You know, and you know, easier said than done. But you're exactly right. And I just remember last year watching him, just how hard he competed. I mean, you could tell at different times that he was ready to cramp and he was struggling physically, and he just kept plugging away and made a lot of big plays for him. So, you know, we know what we're going up against, and I've got a lot of respect for Coach Whiting and what they do over there. And, you know, nothing, you know, a message to our team, like, don't expect it to be easy. I mean, it's if you expect it to be easy, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. Just know what it is. It's a rivalry game. It's going to be extremely physical. Probably going to be a tight margin of error, you know, and we've got to find a way in those key moments to rise up and make the plays when they're there. And like we said before, not beat ourselves.
Word to Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells. You're number 9 for him at the helm. Prior to Fort Loramie, 7 years of coaching experience at Allen East, Salina, Marion Local, and Wapakoneta. At WAPOC, he was the QB coach and pass game coordinator. And Spencer Wells was a member of the Delphus St. John State Championship team back in 2005. Head man at the helm of Minster is Seth Whiting in year number 6. He began his high school coaching career at Perry, near Maslin, where he was an assistant, was head coach at Northwestern High School in Clark County for several seasons, posted a 21-19 mark, and head coach at Alliance for 5 years, 4 playoff appearances by his Alliance teams, which won 19 consecutive league games during one stretch. Been at Minster, as I mentioned, for 6 years, succeeding Garen Stokes. 8 seniors graduated from Minster 1 year ago. They were really good players, outstanding contributors for the Wildcats on offense, defense, and special teams. And Coach Whiting said his team did graduate a heap of talent.
We did. We had a smaller senior class, but they were all contributors. We lost 2 guys up front, Grady Hine and Carter Quarty, that played well for us. We lost some pretty good skill kids that had played for 3 and 4 seasons. Qua Albers at tight end, and Noah Sweeterman at wide receiver, and Andrew Kettner at wide receiver. And those are 6'7", 6'4", and 6'3", running around that can play. That's a tough one. And then Jace Hemmelgarn at fullback for us, and Don Meyer at tailback. So, we lost quite a bit of offense from last year.
Boy, and Carson Kaler, you've got one heck of a signal caller returning. Understand off-season conditioning really paid off for him. He can beat clubs with his arm and his legs, too.
Yeah, we've been blessed. This is going into year 6, and I've had really talented quarterbacks every year. And Carson's is a little different than all of them, and really the other one is Brogan and then Carson. But, Carson's a big-time weight room guy. Did a really good job in the offseason packing some weight on, some good weight, to amp his durability up. He's already a pretty durable kid, but now he's, 15 or 20 pounds heavier. Smart football player, has a million questions, always wants to know more. This weekend I got a text from my quarterback coach, just the breakdown that Carson already had of his own scouting report that he created of what he's seeing and what he likes, what he doesn't like. And he just is very, very bought in. And he's that way with everything. He's a high academic kid. He's bought into basketball. He's bought into baseball. He's a first-team All-MAC baseball player as a sophomore.
Yep.
It's kind of everything the kid does is at a really high level. So, it's nice to have him back.
With Carson Kaler at quarterback, what kind of offense do you employ around him?
We're very multiple. Our offense doesn't necessarily change as far as what we're running, but how we line it up, how we motion it, how we formation it. We adapt to our kids and to try to put people in bad positions on defense. So as far as what we do on offense, there's nothing that's really changed. We're still going to run our stuff and just kind of narrow it down to what he's really comfortable with and what our other guys are really comfortable with and play fast.
Minster football defensively has changed from a 4-3 to a 3-4, Coach.
Yeah, we personnel-wise, we're trying to, get as close as we can to 2 platooning. And we liked the way our offensive line was gelling and playing, and we're trying to keep some of those big boys off the field and let them keep gas in their tank, except obviously for situations where we need them, when we have heavy personnels going on defense. but we also felt good about our depth there. So our depth at linebacker. So we transitioned and tried to keep some speed on the field. Try to make sure we have our best athletes available at all times.
Seth Whiting, sixth-year head coach, Minster football, our guest before the Minster Wildcats and Fort Loramie Redskins tonight. Coach, take a moment. Highlight scrimmages this season. What did you learn?
We learned we still have work to do. We're still, even though we brought some guys back, we're still young. We're still inexperienced. Plenty of work to do. And we also learned that our kids will fight, though. Our kids play hard. They run to the football. And they're very, very coachable. The level of buy-in from our kids right now is at a high level, so we're pretty excited about that. We had some good scrimmages with Sydney and Meadowdale and obviously Walpock last Friday, so we've got some good work in the last few weeks.
Highlight special teams, your kicking game.
Our kicker is back. Beckham Steffi's been kicking for us since he was a freshman. Carson's been holding since he was a freshman. So as far as that operation goes, we have some pretty good guys there that have a lot of experience. We brought on Tyler Limnicki, Dr. Limnicki, as a kicking coach for us, and it's really helped our kickers just in the short time that we've been doing it. Our kickers and punters have benefited a lot, so I'm excited to see how that continues to progress. But Beckham does a great job, and he'll continue to do a good job for us, and he'll also assume our punt duties.
Oh, the sun is shining now here at Fort Loramie. Blue sky overhead. The rain has shifted off to the south and east, and we've got clear skies. Should be a great night for high school football, the 2026 opener. Fort Loramie Minster, we've covered these two teams in opening game head knockers, I think 18 or 19 times over the past two decades. Should be a great game. Looking forward to it. Glad you could join us. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. That's 133 South Ohio, downtown Sydney, for Shelby County Veterans Services. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. And for more info, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Shelby County Veterans, plural.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Fort Loramie Band on the field. Football around the corner. I'm Jack, along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Route 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Delicious in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney and the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney? We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Sun glistening down on the field now. It's reflecting. We were blind enough, Chuck. Now we're blinded by the, by the sun. That makes it extra tough.
Yeah, well, I came in here blind, so you're right.
We're looking east to west. Well, we've had the coin toss, and it looks like Minster is receiving the opening boot to start the game. Minster at the south end in white with orange and black trim. Port Loramie north end of the stadium, wearing black top to bottom, red numbers outlined in white.
Yeah, Minster won the toss and elected to defer.
My mistake. It is Minster kicking from the south to the north. Redskins will get the ball first, and we'll highlight Fort Loramie's offense in just a matter of a kickoff, and then we'll run it down for you. Again, blue sky overhead. There are some tall cumulus clouds off to the northwest. That's where our weather is coming from. We'll have to keep the lookout on the radar for cells that may be dancing our way. There was a rain shower fairly hard about 45 minutes before kickoff. Pretty much a sunny day up here in the upper Miami Valley until mid-afternoon. It is Beckham Steffi striding forward to kick it off to start the game. He's got a slight wind at his back. It's down to Fort Loramie at the 7. Redskins return. Oh, good blocking out ahead. Coming wide, the return man, 20-25-30. Scoots to the boundary, and he's flushed out of bounds up over the 35-yard line. 37-yard line is where Fort Loramie will start. First down and 10 yards to go.
That is the first touch of the football by Tanner Eilerman. We're going to see a lot more.
I thought that was Tanner. It sure looked like his number, 8-1. And it was Tanner Eilerman. Good blocking on that return. Well orchestrated by Fort Loramie, which sealed off the middle of the field, allowing Eilerman to sprint to the near sideline. Redskins put it in play. That is the 37, right, Chuck?
Yeah, 37-38, right in that area.
Okay.
Well, I think it's a 37. The scoreboard says 38.
Here come the Redskins to the line of scrimmage. The QB is Tanner Heckman. And there he goes, running first play. He bolts outside left tackle. Pushes ahead to the 45, 48-yard line. He bulldozed for 11 or 12. He's got a first down. I mentioned in the pregame, look for Spencer Wells to feature Heckman running the ball from the QB spot far more this year. There's a quick dose.
Yeah, and that's something they definitely have to do if they're going to be a better offensive team this year.
No question. Lucas Brandewee, senior running back, 5'11", 165. Sophomore wideout, Tanner Eilerman, 6'3", 185. He's joined by wide receivers Jaden Luthman, 6'1", 170 in a soft, and Wyatt Holdhouse, 6'2", 225 in a soft. Redskins run it for very short yardage, forward progress up around the 50, maybe a gain of a couple, second down, 8 yards to go coming up for Fort Loramie. We played a minute, no score. Redskins, good field position.
He got popped in the hole that time, and he kept his balance and was able to get 2 yards out of that, but Minster had that one stopped.
Was that Brandewee or Heckman who carried it, Chuck?
That was Brandewee.
That was the running back, Lucas Brandewee, senior. Has 11 on his back. Heckman faces a second down and 8, looks to the sideline for perhaps a play adjustment. Minster lining up in its 3-4, having changed from the 4-3 a year ago. Ooh, here's a poor pass over the middle, nearly picked by the Minster DB at the 35-yard line, thrown behind the Fort Loramie receiver. And, Chuck, that was almost intercepted. Close call. Brendan Halpin had it. Simply didn't get the head turned quite in time to tuck it away.
Yeah, if he would have caught that, he had a lot of green grass in front of him.
And that young man is an athlete, 6 foot, 160-pound junior, one of the top several players on this Minster roster. Third down, 8 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is at the 49-yard line of Minster. Series began at the Fort Loramie 49. Heckman in the spread, short drop, fires, open receiver, near sideline. Yes, Eilerman went downfield, took his defender with him, and then shot back up the near sideline. A nice hook route, and as he turned, it was well timed. Good throw by the QB, Heckman, to the 36, pick up at 13. That's going to be a combination Fort Loramie will feature all year long.
I'm going to give props to Brandewee that time because he picked up the blitz.
Yep.
And that's what gave him time to throw the football.
Did he do it without holding, Chuck?
He did not hold.
Okay, thought it was close. Here is Heckman. He gives it on the play to Brandewee. Brandewee from his running back spot bucks ahead for about 3. Might have gotten down to about the 33 or 4-yard line of Minster. 10-10 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Minster has won 18 of the 24 meetings between the two clubs. Minster won the first two back in the early 2000s. Mitch Westride, athletic director at Fort Loramie, was part of Fort Loramie's first win over Minster on the gridiron. He tells the story about making 23 tackles, and then he's got a little asterisk by the number 23 and says 12 of those were out of bounds. Heckman in trouble in the pocket. Oh, he finds an open man. Good pickup by the offensive line for Fort Loramie. Middle of the field, yes. Was it Eilerman? Was it Holdhouse who caught it down in the vicinity of the 17-yard line?
It was not Eilerman. Is there a 21? Okay, I think that was Brandewee.
It was.
Yep.
Brandewee out of the backfield. Good job by him. Circled beyond the Minster linebackers. Ball marked for play at the 16 officially. Fort Loramie through the air has been effective so far. So far, the offensive thrust down the field looks like game 5 or game 6.
Yep, they just got to keep it going. Sometimes you get down here and it's tough.
Redskins are very sharp, and they're good on this one. Post pattern, end zone, yes. Eilerman, touchdown. 8 yards deep in the end zone, may not have been Tanner.
It was a slot receiver. I'm trying to see it.
It was either Holdhouse for Fort Loramie, might have been Luthman.
It was number 7.
One of the two, beautifully done. And Fort Loramie is on the board from 16 yards away. The passing offense has been stellar, very sharp. Looks like late September form. Extra point try by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. 8:59 left opening period. Redskins ran the opening kickoff back to just short of the 40 and then blitzed their way down the field. All important PAT right on the button, spot on by Brandewee. Fort Loramie 7, Minster nothing. We played 3 minutes and a second. Opening quarter on scores, broadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Oh, you can have a blast at Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Every other Wednesday, enjoy trivia night at Loramie Brewing and the food at Loramie Brewing. Not the typical greasy bar food. It is outstanding. Made fresh every single day, each and every day at Loramie Brewing. Big menu for youngsters, too. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. Always plenty on the kids' menu at Loramie Brewing Company. Kickoff, Redskins down inside the 10. Muffa-Minster. Here's a belated run back up the near sideline. One tackle broken, but the return man for Minster can't get loose. Fort Loramie corrals him, and it's back inside the 15-yard line, I think, Chuck.
Well, I know it's early, but right in front of the official, a Minster kid took two hands and shoved him in the back, and that's what got him out of there to be able to be, he was going to be stopped about the 5.
Right. Well, the officials will miss a few, no doubt about it.
I'd rather have them miss them than call 18,000 flags.
I like it. Like it. Let them play.
But that was obvious.
So Minster's in possession of the football, first and 10. Line of scrimmage, the Wildcats 18. Quarterback Carson Kaler, 6 feet 180 a junior. Taylor Fancher, 6 feet 175 a senior. His prime running back, wideouts Brendan Halpin, Tyler Bergman, John Inskeep, and sometimes we'll see Beckham Steffi, the kicker. Minster runs it outside center, left to the offensive line. Fort Loramie standing tall, pushes the offensive back, Fancher, in reverse. Let's see where forward progress is marked. No gain. Second down, 10, maybe a little less than that for Minster. At the 18.5 of the Wildcats, 8:25 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie, a very strong drive to start the game, leading 7-0 at the outset. Fort Loramie scored first last year against Minster, went up 8-0. Here's the quarterback, Carson Kaler, a left-hander, pitches left flat. Receiver has it, makes a man miss, scoots up over the 20, 25, 27, 28. Very close to a first down, Tyler Bergman. He's a senior, 5'9", 165, caught it. And he sneaked up the sideline and picked up 10, and he got the first down. Kind of an end run type passing play. Just pitch it in the flat, throw it into space, let your wide receiver do the rest.
Well, they had the blocking set up. It looked like a screen pass to the wide because they had four blockers out there. Well-designed play.
First and 10, running play, Fancher right up the gut, and he hammers for 4. New line of scrimmage, marked for play at the 34-yard line of Minster. Second down and 6, 7:20 left, opening quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Minster nothing. Fort Loramie scored first, as I mentioned, 1 year ago. Then Minster reeled off 22 unanswered before Fort Loramie scored in the fourth quarter on a sack, scoop, and score by Ray Hoing to make it interesting, 22-14. That was the final.
We got a flag. I think it's ineligible because the umpire threw the flag, I think. So that one's coming back.
Pass was thrown left sideline, but Kaler caught by the receiver 7 or 8 yards upfield, but the marker is going to wipe out the completion. And it's going to be second down all over again for Minster. Second down and close to 15 yards to go for a first down. Ball marked for play at the 29. Minster moving from south to north. And looking off to the north, I see a band of dark clouds. Hopefully those stay off to the north and go east of us and don't drift down into Shelby County. Here is a little pitch and go over the middle of the field. Kaler finds a receiver on one knee. He's got it. Down on the ground, it's Bergman again. He's been a target of quarterback Carson Kaler so far. Bergman protected that ball, caught it a yard and a half short of the first down stake at the 35. Third and two for Minster.
Well, I mean, not really getting any pressure on him, but they're running such quick passes, it's really hard to get to him.
Yep, Kaler's getting the ball out of his left hand in a hurry. The Southpaws in the spread. Third and about a yard and a half. Kaler's going to keep. He's got a little crease up the middle. He puts his head down, and he digs up and over the 40, 42, 43. He's got the first. Offensive line for Minster getting the job done. Center Cole Bergman, 6'1", 200, a senior. Left guard Andrew Frimmel, 6'1", 225, a sophomore. Right guard Cole Garrity, 6'3", 240, a soft. Left tackle Caden Bergman, 6'2", 245, a junior. The right tackle Jacob Davis, 6'4", 235, and a junior. First and 10, Minster at the Wildcats, 44, 7-0 Fort Loramie. We played a little over 6 minutes. Here's a sideline pass. Fort Loramie doesn't have it covered very well. Too much cushion. It's caught across midfield. And once again, it is Tyler Bergman, often used, his third reception of the game. Little pitch and catch. Kaler Bergman right in front of the Wildcats bench. The play gained a snappy 8 yards. Second down, 2 to go for Minster. 47.5 of Fort Loramie. Here's Minster to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers to the wide side. Kaler in the shotgun spread. Let's see if he calls his own number here. He gives it to Fancher. Zone read by the quarterback. Thought about keeping it. Dealt it to Fancher, who found an opening outside left tackle. And he weaved through it and got necessary yardage for the first down. It is marked for play at the 44-yard line of Fort Loramie. First and 10 Wildcats as the offenses have shined so far in this game, Chuck. Both teams appear to be in midseason form offensively.
Both teams have 3 first downs in their first drive. That's not normal.
Kaler, the quarterback, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Gives it to Fancher again. And this time, oh, he breaks the tackle at the point of attack. Look at him go. Stays on his feet. 37-35 inside it. First down yardage all the way to the 31. Hard nose run, but Taylor Fancher, 6 feet, 175, a senior, wasn't knocked off his pins at the line of scrimmage. Looked like he could have been.
They stood him up, but they didn't get him to the ground, and that's what you got to do. Hitting him hard doesn't do a bit of good if you don't wrap him up.
Fine balance by Fancher. Here's Kaler, wants to throw on first down deep in the pocket. 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Throws a long pitch down inside the 10. Caught, dead run by the receiver. 5, goal line, over, touchdown. Beautifully thrown ball. Pitch and catch on the play by the Minster Wildcats. Not sure who the wideout was who hauled it in.
It looked like 8.
And for Minster, that might have been Tyler Bergman. Yes, his 4th reception, opening drive for Minster. Beautifully thrown bomb by the QB, catching Fort Loramie by surprise on 1st and 10. Excellent play action. Unorthodox look on the point after as Minster was faking a runner pass from scrimmage. Now back to the conventional formation to try the PAT off the left foot of Beckham Steffi. 4:42 left in the first. 7-6, flag flies. Let's see what the officials have detected on the PAT.
I think the play clock went down.
And if it's 5 yards further back, I don't think that'll bother Beckham Steffi one bit. Outstanding kicker. Offensive line for Minster. Excellent protection on that drive, just as Fort Loramie's O-line threw up a blockade in front of quarterback Tanner Heckman on the Redskins' first trip down the field.
Yeah, they waved off the flag, so.
Here is Steffi to boot the PAT. It's coming from about this, what, the 12 or 13-yard line. Ball is snapped back. Kick is not pretty. It's off to the right. Does it get inside the right post? It does.
I think it did, yeah.
Steffi kicks it good. 7-all tie. 4:42 left opening quarter. Minster 7, Fort Loramie 7. Oh, we've got a good one here tonight at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Oh, my goodness, what a start. 7-all yep. Tie, each team a possession, Chuck, each team a touchdown. 7 minutes off the clock. Both clubs have gone three-fourths the length of the field on their opening possessions. Minster, in fact, started back inside its own 20. Kickoff, Wildcats, dribbler. Down to the 33-yard line, return by Fort Loramie. Hard hit by Minster up and over the 35. And Fort Loramie starts first and 10, shy of the 40-yard stripe. Taylor Fancher exploded downfield and roughed up the return man, Eilerman, for Fort Loramie. Redskins try to duplicate that opening set of plays when Fort Loramie went down the field in the first three and a half minutes of the game to put 7 on the board quickly. 7-all tie. Boy, this shapes up, Chuck. First team to 35 wins.
That'd be fun.
Uh-huh. 3 receivers to the right for Tanner Heckman. Line of scrimmage, 38, about where Fort Loramie began its opening series. Heckman slings it across midfield, near sideline, cutting to the boundary. Tanner Eilerman reaches up and spears it for a first down. The play goes for a quick 14. Oh, Eilerman is being given cushion. Minster wary of him. Wildcats in the secondary don't want to get beat deep.
The two quarterbacks are combined 8 of 9 throwing the football so far.
Ooh, what a start. Well, we build the game in the pre-contest as an outing here tonight that could be decided by the QBs. They're both very good, each just a junior. Heckman keeps in first and 10, outside right tackle. He sneaks ahead, stays on his feet, and wiggles for about 5 from the 48 to the 43. Tackle made on the play by Chase Bishop, nose guard for Minster, assisted by linebacker Ty Hine. Play gained right at 5. New line of scrimmage, the 43, line to gain, the 38. 4:02 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Minster 7. Redskins driving again. We've not had a punt in this game. Minster showing blitz. And now the linebackers in that 3-4 formation back off. Here they come. Blitz is on target, but it's picked up by the Fort Loramie protector, Brandewee. Then a catch is made downfield by the Redskins, and the receiver might have been roughed up on the play. Ball hauled in by Jaden Luthman,
yep,
who might have taken a late hit. Perhaps it was pass interference. There is a marker down. Let's see what is determined.
Well, the defender came in, and one hit him right. The other one kind of came in with his helmet.
3:40 left opening quarter. It's going to be a first down for Fort Loramie. What we need to find out is where the ball is going to be marked for play.
Well, hopefully 15 yards ahead if you're a Loramie fan.
All clouds. Right,
that's what they called.
Yep. Clouds sifting in over the sunshine at the moment. A streak of dark clouds on the horizon to the northwest. Major walk-off after the completion. Penalty against Minster. First down for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Ball marked for play, I think, inside the 15. My mistake?
18.
My vision.
Yeah.
My vision is off.
Well
no, there we go. Scoreboard changed from the 18 to the 14. I was almost right on.
Well, they're trying to get the penalty right.
Yes. They step it off again and remark the ball at the 14. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 3:26 to go first quarter. Redskins 7, Wildcats 7. It has been a passing show so far. Pass first, pass second, run maybe third.
Well, the quarterbacks are running it a little bit, and I know that Loramie needs Heckman to run the ball, but I guarantee you the coaching staff takes a deep breath and holds it while he runs the ball.
Indeed. Two receivers flank left, tied into the right for Fort Loramie. Unbalanced formation, offensive backfield. Heckman gets a block, he keeps. He's rolled to the turf after picking up at least five, maybe six. New line of scrimmage is going to be down inside the 10. He garnered a solid 7 or 8 on the play. Second down and 2 for Fort Loramie. 6.5-yard line of Minster.
It's second down 6.
That was a goal to go at the 10?
He's on the 10. No, they were at the 14. He gained 4 yards.
My mistake.
There we go. Second
and
10.
He gained 4 and not 6.
Yep.
So it's second down and 6. Ball marked for play at the 10-yard line. Offensive line for Fort Loramie. Trying to enable Heckman to grind it out. He runs again. He's wedged at the line of scrimmage. He's pushed back, fell forward. Oh, he didn't get much. Offensive line for Fort Loramie has been solid so far. That is for sure. Grady Bornhorst, offensive tackle. Davis Gubo, offensive tackle. Zach Siegel, Sebastian Barhorst, the guards. Dylan Meyer at center. Third down and 4. An advance of 2 in the last play. Line of scrimmage, the 8. I guarantee you Fort Loramie is in 4-down territory. 3 receivers spread way out to the right. Heckman looks toward the Fort Loramie sideline. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. 7 all tie. Fort Loramie trying to break it. Short drop. Quarterback Heckman fires low on the ground. Inside the 5. Late marker. Receiver Eilerman double teamed. Penalty, no doubt, against Minster. Fort Loramie receiver went down prematurely. Looked like he was diving back for the football. But a Minster defender may have had a hand in the middle of the back before the ball arrived. And that is the call.
First down.
Goal to go, Redskins.
I'm not keeping penalties because I get bored with keeping them, but everything's been against Minster so far. And I'm not saying they're not right. I'm just saying that Minster's really hurting themselves.
I hearken back to what Coach Spencer Wells said in the pregame. He said if we throw it often enough to Tanner Eilerman, we're going to get a few penalties.
Well, you're going to get a few touchdowns, too.
Yes. And that's what Fort Loramie is striving for right here. Two receivers to the left. Heckman in the spread, back at the 10. He takes the snap, gives to Brandewey. Brandewey chugs to the line of scrimmage, puts his head down, and kicks his way to about the 2. He got half of what he needed for a touchdown. 70 seconds left to go here in the first quarter of play. 7 all tie. Last tackle for Minster made by defensive end Cole Bergman. He stopped a touchdown. It is officially at the 2. 50 seconds to go, clock running. Late first quarter, 7 all deadlock. Ball given, Heckman to Brandewey. Uh-oh, he is stoned behind the line. Minster read that play exceptionally well. Big time hit by the Minster Wildcats. Beautifully done by defensive end Michael Wendland. And now Fort Loramie is set back to just outside the 5. Third and goal from there. Fort Loramie may let the clock run down to end the first quarter and give thought to this big third down play during the period break.
I'd go up there and try to get them to jump off sides, but I wouldn't snap it because they're not even set yet.
It is down to 7-6. Fort Loramie is at the line of scrimmage. Tanner Heckman gazes to his head coach, and that'll do it. First quarter comes to a close. Good opening game so far here at Fort Loramie. 7-7 deadlock. Division 7 Minster. Division 7 Fort Loramie. It is even Steven will return with Fort Loramie, a goal-to-go situation, five-yard line on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We start the second quarter, 7-7 deadlock. Last play of the first quarter was a running effort by Fort Loramie. Brandewee was smothered at the line of scrimmage, jarring hits on the play. But Chase Bishop, the nose guard, Colby Niemeyer, the middle linebacker. Redskins set up shot once more at the five. Goal to go. Four down territory, I'm sure. Ball between the hash marks, middle of the field. Here comes Tanner Eilerman out to the right. Two receivers flank this way. Right now it appears as though it's single coverage on Eilerman. Heckman looks Eilerman's way. The receivers crisscross in the end zone, and the ball is thrown well out of Eilerman's reach. Far right corner. Minster didn't get mixed up by the crossing patterns in the end zone by the Redskin receivers. They stayed tightly covered. They switched off, and Fort Loramie is disregarding what I just said a few minutes ago, Chuck. It looks like the Redskins are going to kick a field goal. Brandewee on to boot it. Ball will be placed down at just outside the 10. It would be a 21-yard kick. Line of scrimmage, Chuck, is the 5. That's not
well,
a
22, yeah. That's about 2 yards farther than a normal field or extra point.
Ball's at about the 11 or 12. So it is a 22-yard boot. Ball snapped back 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Brandewee smacks it. Oh, it's long and high. Beautiful kick by Brandewee. He buries it between the uprights. And Fort Loramie goes for 3. Unlike Jack Kramer's prediction, gets the field goal. And the Redskins take a 10-7 lead over Minster. 8 seconds gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Minster returns the kickoff from the 14, back over the 30 to the 32-yard line. First and 10 for the Wildcats, who trail Fort Loramie 10-7. Redskins already here tonight, Chuck, with more yards on offense than they had for the entire game 1 year ago against Minster.
they struggled offensively in that first game for sure.
16 seconds off the clock, early second quarter. Each team has scored on possession so far. Minster One touch of the football, a TD drive of almost 90 yards. Port Laramie, a touchdown drive of better than 60, and a long march ending in a field goal to close or to start the second quarter of play. Carson Kaler at QB, line of scrimmage the 32. He fakes to Fancher, the running back, throws up the right side of the field. Receiver comes back for the football and spears it. Nice job inbounds at the 39-yard line. It is Brendan Halpin, 6 foot, 160-pound junior, highly athletic young man. He'll be often used in this game offensively and defensively. After catching it, he ran back toward the line of scrimmage and stepped out at the 39. It is an official gain of 7, second down and 3. Just shy of the 44, Minster. 10-7, Fort Laramie in the lead. Here is the QB. Kaler gives it to Fancher. He jitterbugs, line of scrimmage, breaks a tackle, makes a man miss. Shoots up over the 45 to the 50. Good run by Fancher. Well disciplined, used his blockers, sneaked in behind him, and romped for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Laramie 49. Minster to the line of scrimmage quickly once again. Receiver split left and right in the person of John Inskeep and Tyler Bergman. And here is Minster running it big time. Outside right tackle. It's a good gainer. Fine block far side of the field. Running back Fancher down inside the 45 of Fort Laramie. Hustles toward the boundary. And he's finally knocked off his wheels down inside the 35. First and 10, Minster churning up yards on the ground right here.
He's quick. His footwork is amazing when he gets to the line of scrimmage. It's like he's stepping over people.
Kaler, the QB, can run it. Fancher, the tailback, has been dangerous so far as well. This time, it is the offensive running back, James Keener, worms his way between right guard and right tackle. He sneaked between two linemen, stayed on his feet, marker down. Gain was good for 6. Keener, a fine athlete, sophomore, outstanding baseball player. And after the tackle was made, ooh, it's a 15-yard step off against Fort Laramie. That hurts the Redskins' cause. 10:45 left in the second, 10-7 Fort Laramie. But thanks to the penalty, Minster sets up shop now down around the 10-yard line. My mistake, it's just short of the 15. Ball marked for play officially at the 16 of Fort Laramie. Minster on this drive, making quick work of the field, zipping down the gridiron in a hurry. Here's a sweep to the right, trying to get outside the corner. It's the ball carrier, Keener. Keener shoved toward the boundary, did manage to circle the end, got about 7. Second down and 3 coming up. Tackle made by Fort Laramie's Anderson Plyman, who comes up from his outside linebacking post. Drew Bergman assisted. Scoreboard reads 2nd and 5 at the 9. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Wildcats trying to take the lead on this possession. Here is a running play. Oh, nice bit of deception in the offensive backfield. And then Fort Laramie swarms the ball carrier down inside the 5-yard line. Let's see where forward progress is marked. It is at the 4, goal to go, Wildcats. That was Fancher, who cracked outside left tackle. Minster is showing fine balance at this point in time, running and passing. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage, feature a receiver wide right. Kaler in the spread, back at the 10, line of scrimmage the 4, goal to go. It's Kaler all the way. He's got a seam, right tackle, untouched, in for the touchdown. Carson Kaler skipped between his right guard and right tackle. Good blocking up front by Andrew Frimmel and Caden Bergman. And Minster has taken the lead for the first time in this game at 13-10. Beckham Steffi on to try the point after. Over 9 minutes left, second quarter of play. And it's going to be a high-scoring affair, that's for sure. If you go a possession or two without scoring, you might slip behind. Here is Carson Kaler holding. Beckham Steffi kicks. He launches it. Oh, it's right down Main Street. A boomer by Steffi to give Minster a 14-10 lead. 9:21 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
Welcome back here to Fort Laramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Internet failure up here in the press box. Not certain how long we were away. Hopefully not very long. You haven't missed much. Minster had possession of the football when we spoke to you last, or at least when we think we spoke to you last, several minutes ago. Internet has been restarted. Minster trails Fort Laramie 17-14, 5:47 left to go here in the second quarter, and the Wildcats have the football on their own 32-yard line. After a couple of penalties against Minster, the Wildcats are set back on their heels. They've got to reach the 45 for a first down. We apologize for the loss of the internet, but it happened. Here is Kaler. Big deep drop behind the line of scrimmage. Tries to scurry out of trouble. Here comes the rush. Down he goes. It's a quarterback sack. He eluded the first wave of black jerseys, but not the second. And upcoming is the game's first punt. Minster trails Fort Laramie 17-14 with 5:25 to go here in the second quarter. At the half of this game tonight, we'll share with you highlights from the 2018 Fort Laramie playoff win in the regional final against Convoy Crestview. Redskins won that game 48-20. We'll share about seven plays with you from the first and second half. Here is Steffi. Place kicker with the left foot, punts with the left as well, and he hits a low line driver far side of the field, directional kick out of bounds in the vicinity of the 40-yard line. Fort Laramie's going to get very good field position, and here's where, Chuck, the Redskins need to take advantage after Minster had a possession on which the Wildcats did not score.
That's been a rarity.
We apologize for that internet loss. We did happen to notice it on our laptop. And too bad. I don't know how much we missed. We are back now as we see the cues on our laptop screen, and they are favorable. We know we're on the air at this point. First and 10 for Fort Laramie. Line of scrimmage, Redskins. It's at the 44, really good field position. Heckman looks way downfield, no one available deep, and he missed his man, overshot a receiver near sideline. Wide open there for Fort Laramie was sophomore Jaden Luthman. Would have been a catch 3 or 4 yards upfield, then run after catch for maybe 8 or 10 more.
Yeah, they doubled Eilerman on that one, and that left Luthman wide open in that. He filled in the slot. Well-designed play. The pass was just a little high.
Redskins stopped the clock on the incompletion. Time not of the essence at this point. 4:56 to go, second quarter. Second down and 10 for Fort Laramie. 44. Here is Heckman keeping. Heckman around the right end, puts his head down and lurches ahead to about the 47 or 8. Little extracurriculars going on downfield. Fort Laramie bench wants a personal foul called against the Wildcats in the Minster secondary. No dice. Referee's not going for it.
There is a flag.
Oh, there might be a marker. Maybe one was thrown. It's going to be second down and long for Fort Laramie. Who's the marker against? Official signals personal foul, Fort Laramie.
Ooh, dead ball, too.
So the play counts. That hurts. So both teams' offenses marred with penalties here in the second quarter. 17-14 Fort Laramie, 4:46 left till halftime.
You're playing so well. You can't do stupid things.
Each team on offense facing long yardage to go situations in their last drive. That makes it tough. Third and 21, as Chuck noted, that was a dead ball foul after the play, which counted. So it's third and 21. Let's see what's up Fort Loramie's sleeve here. Timeout called. 4:22 left, second quarter, 17-14, Fort Loramie over Minster. Great game tonight. Fine opener, 2026 season. It is football broadcast number 299 here on Scores Broadcast, and our high school sports presentation number 2200. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Loramie Brewing Company. Oh, have a blast at Loramie Brewing, 17 North Main. Enjoy trivia every other Wednesday. Outstanding food at Loramie Brewing Company. Not the typical greasy bar food. Oh, it's made fresh every day, every single morning. Fantastic food at Loramie Brewing. Everything on the menu available each night. Kids menu too. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. It's a family affair. Carry out, eat in, order online. Loramie Brewing, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Redskins, Heckman back to pass, and the pocket collapses, and he runs right up the gut for about three, and that's it. And Fort Loramie, like Minster, on its last possession, must punt the football with 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And the Redskins on top by a scant 3 points, 17-14. Sun setting to the west. Fair weather clouds off on the horizon. I think we're in good shape the rest of the night. And the Redskins, Heckman, the quarterback, is in punt formation inside his own 20. Apologize for losing the internet several minutes back. It caught us by surprise. We made an adjustment and restored it. First five possessions resulted in points in this game. Oh, what a kick by Heckman. What a catch by the punt man. The punt returner over his shoulder at the 18. He spilled far side of the field at the 22. Halpin brought it back 4 yards. Tell you what, Chuck, if Halpin doesn't make that terrific over-the-shoulder reception of the punt, that ball's down inside the 10.
Yeah, it was. And then he made the first guy miss, and Poppelman did a nice job of making the tackle, or he was going to have some yardage.
Well, the clock is stopped. 3:17 left, second quarter. Minster, as we check the scoreboard, has what, a couple timeouts remaining?
Loramie's got two. Minster's got two.
And those will be big. Uh-oh, penalty after the return of the punt by Minster.
Wow.
And the Wildcats now set up shop inside their own 15, trailing 17-14, just over three to play, second quarter. Well, let's see what the Wildcats offense is made up of here. Long way to go, but this offense is very capable of hustling down the field. 80-plus yards in 3 minutes, running play, right end. Fort Loramie makes the hit at the boundary, and it's inbounds. Ball carrier, Fancher, didn't get to the sideline. New line of scrimmage, 18-yard line, Luthman on the tackle. 2:57 to go here in the second. Here comes Minster to the line of scrimmage. Tyler Bergman, often used receiver in this game. Fort Loramie does not want to let a deep man get behind the secondary. Kaler steps up in the pocket. He's being flushed far side of the field. He eats it and goes out of bounds in the vicinity of the line of scrimmage. In fact, I think he made a late delivery.
Yeah, he threw it
into the Minster bench out of bounds. Threw it away. Third and seven for Minster. Clock stops, 2:35 to go, second quarter. New line of scrimmage is, or I should say the previous line of scrimmage, is the 19 of Minster, which must get to the 25 for a first down. Trips to the left. Keep in mind, Fort Laramie's got two timeouts left. Redskins may use one if Minster doesn't get a first down here. The Wildcats throw far side of the field. Yes, good catch. Knee on the ground at the 26 or 27-yard line. Nicely done on the play by John Inskeep, who caught a pass for a two-point conversion last year in the win by Minster over Fort Laramie, 22-14. 2:20 left to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie 17, Minster 14. Minster to the line of scrimmage. One, two, three receivers to the left. Kaler in the pocket. It's a little look-in over the middle. Receiver sets up in front of the zone. It is caught. Well done, Taylor Fincher, out of the backfield. Got beyond the linebackers. Gained 8 on the play. New line of scrimmage, the Minster 35. A minute 50 to go, first half. 17-14. Fort Laramie by 3. Minster trying to close the second quarter with an 80-plus yard drive. Here's Carson Kaler trying to weave his magic. He dances up the middle, gets a good block at the point of attack, and he skips on the quarterback keeper to the 41 or 42. First and 10, Minster. 90 seconds to go, second quarter. Minster, two timeouts left. Fort Laramie, two timeouts left. Crunch time late in the first half. Fort Laramie owns a three-point lead. It took 5 scores in this game before we had a punt. Then each team did boot the ball. Kaler way back behind the line. Oh, my goodness. He's nearly sacked. Escapes out of trouble and finds a receiver at the 45, 40, 38 out of bounds. My goodness gracious, Carson Kaler, a Houdini act in the offensive backfield. He made 3 or 4 men miss. Looked like he was going to be wrapped up for an 8 or 10 yard loss. Beautifully done by Kaler. First and 10 for Minster at the Fort Laramie 39. A minute to go, first half. 3-point lead, Fort Laramie. Here's the quarterback, Kaler, rolling right, still sprinting on the run. Southpaw, pitch and catch with the receiver. Bergman got it. Well done, sideline, just in the field of play. Reception made. It was Inskeep, not Bergman. Play good for 8, second and 2. Minster, 56 ticks on the clock, late in the second. Now the game started with Fort Laramie receiving. Minster will get the ball to start the second half, so this is big. If Minster can score here and get possession to begin the third period, and a timeout is called. Who took it, Chuck?
They haven't said yet. Oh, Laramie called it.
Fort Laramie has 1 left. Minster 2, 56 ticks on the clock. Late in the second, 3-point lead, Fort Laramie. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs. Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
In just a moment, we will tell you all about Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie. Minster at the 31 of the Redskins. Deep drop by Kaler. Still in the pocket. Good protection. Throws right flat down the field. It's good for about 8 or 10. Boy, he is working the boundary to perfection. And Minster completes passes and stops the clock.
That is 12 first downs now for Minster here.
The line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 24, 49 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Minster threatening, making this march down the field look pretty easy. Empty backfield, Kaler, middle of the gridiron, receiver catches, nicely done inside the 15, 10, down to the 4, 3, it's Fancher. Let's see where his knee touched down. Boy, they're working Tyler Fancher. Empty backfield, he lines up in the slot. Ball marked for play at the 7, timeout called, 43 seconds to go, second quarter. Could this be a turning point? 3-point lead, Fort Loramie. Inside the 5 is Minster on Scores, broadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Hey, don't forget, coming up in September, the Thursday Taco Bar is back at Frisch's in Sydney. You'll love it. The breakfast bar in play as well at Frisch's in Sydney. Pumpkin pie just around the corner. Frisch's in Sydney, never left, always there, going strong as ever. Fancher's knee, touchdown outside the 5. Goal to go for Minster. It's not inside the 5, just outside at the 6.5. 43 ticks on the clock. Late second quarter, Fort Loramie up 3. Here's the snap back to Kaler. Kaler nudges to the line of scrimmage. Squeezes ahead for about 3, maybe 4. Did he get inside the 5? Piled up on the play. Clock stops at 32.7 left. And another timeout is taken this time by Minster. Gain was only 2 on the play. Final half minute, second quarter upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, here is the situation. Redskins, Wildcats, 17-14 Fort Loramie, Minster, long march, close to 90 yards, headed toward the end zone. Fort Loramie trying to throw up a stop late in the second quarter. 3-point lead, Redskins. Second and goal, Minster at the Fort Loramie 5. Of course, Minster with an accomplished field goal kicker in Beckham Steffi. Another timeout is called. Both teams down to 0 in the timeout department. How about that, Chuck?
Well, Loramie wanted to take a look. They wanted to see what they came out in and then called the timeout. This is where they got to stop them. If they would be thrilled if they could hold them to a field goal attempt.
It is cat and mouse time.
Yep.
Hey, we're now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We are local. We found out for you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We've delivered Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, featuring fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market 2 on South Main in Fort Loramie. More about Schaefer Market in a moment. Minster at the line of scrimmage. Second and goal from the Fort Loramie 5. Half minute to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 3. Receivers left and right for Kaler. Play action. Looks right flat. It's batted down. Oh, nearly intercepted by Fort Loramie. Play action by the QB, Kaler. Most of the Fort Loramie linemen were fooled. But the far defensive left end for the Redskins nearly made a pick.
He did a great job of knocking it down. He almost had that. That was so close.
And I tell you what, Chuck, if he does secure it and makes a man miss, he's got real estate in front.
Depends on who it is and how fast he is. Some of those defensive ends aren't the fastest guys.
27.5 to go in the second quarter. Is it still third down?
It's now third down and goal.
Okay, that was a second down play. This is third and goal for Minster. Here's the snap back to Kaler. Looks end zone. Still looks. He's back at the 15. Being chased. He's tackled for a loss. Minster has no timeouts. Here comes the field goal team. Steffi and crew coming on. Down to 12, 11, 10. Oh, it's the NFL at the end of the second quarter. Can Minster get the field goal away in time? No timeouts. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. It is snapped with a second to go in the second quarter, and the kick is good. Suspense at the end of the half for Minster. And the Wildcats get it done. Seth Whiting and his staff say that's just how we planned it.
Well, they wanted the lead, but they will take that knowing they get the ball to start the second half.
What a thrilling two quarters of play here at Fort Loramie tonight. You talk about a grandiose season opener. It has been fantastic. Minster 17, Fort Loramie 17 after two on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. It's turned out to be a splendid night weather-wise. Rain before the game, it subsided. And it has been a beautiful football game as well. Picture perfect. 17 all deadlock. Each team with a field goal. 22 and 27 yards. Randowee for Fort Loramie. Steffi for Minster with a second to go in the second quarter to knot this game up at 17 apiece. As we told you earlier, before the halftime, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie's gone local. We've got on our shelves what you want. Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza. You'll love the new smoothie machine, too. And sample the hot daily lunches at the Schaefer Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And on the other end of town, on North Main in Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer RV Storage, also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market gas pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. 17-17 tie, Fort Loramie Minster, here at the break. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We will style and make you smile. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Stylists Ann Turner, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Game tied at 17 apiece. I think I reported that correctly, didn't I, Chuck?
Yep.
17-17. Fort Loramie led to 3. 17-14 until the final second of the second quarter when Steffi smacked a 27-yard field goal through the uprights. Just a second remained on the clock when he booted it through to get us back to dead even. Halftime report with Chuck brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, Chuck.
Well, 10 rushes for the Redskins for 30 yards. He's 9 of 12 throwing it, 2 touchdowns, 140 yards, 270 total. Had 10 first downs, did not turn the ball over in the first half. That was very good. On the other side, Minster ran it 16 times for 60 yards. He was 12 of 14 with 1 touchdown, 163 yards, 223 total yards, 13 first downs. Taking a look at some of the individual stuff, Fancher ran the ball 7 times for 62 yards. Kaler did a pretty good job winning 9 times for 22 yards. On the other side, Heckman 6 for 28, Brandewee 4 for 3. Receiving on the Loramie side, Eilerman has 4 receptions for 97 yards. Luthman 4 for 32, and Brandewee caught 1 for 18. On the other side, Bergman, 4 catches, 68 yards. Fancher, who's having a terrific game out of the backfield, 3 for 30. Inskeep, 2 for 16. And Steffi has 2 for 11. So they're really dividing them all around a little bit.
It is even up, deadlocked at the half. What a game. Terrific opener here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 17, Minster Wildcats 17 at the break. Halftime being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, hello and welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 17-17 deadlock at the intermission. Redskins and Wildcats in a fantastic season opener. I don't know, Chuck, if we'll ever see a Division 7 box score at halftime that once again reads like this. It may not happen. Carson Kaler, 12 of 16 for 132. Tanner Heckman, 9 of 12 for 147. The two quarterbacks combined are 21 for 28 for, 280-some yards?
Yep.
17-17 tie. We're going to reflect back on 2018 and the Division 7 State Championship Football Playoff. That was head coach Spencer Wells' first year at Fort Loramie. He guided the Redskins to the state Final Four. Fort Loramie won the regional championship, defeating Convoy Crestview 48-20. We pick up action midway second quarter. Convoy Crestview leads Fort Loramie by a score of 8-0.
Fort Loramie runs wide. Good running play. The seam is broken. Look out. Could be a touchdown for Carter Mesher.
There you go.
He breaks a tackle, sheds another. A key block at the 30. Mesher's gone. He takes it to the house.
Now, what do you do if you're Loramie? Do you go for one or two here?
Very interesting question. Do you chase points this early? Do you figure it's going to be a 3-4 touchdown score game?
Yeah, I think they're going to kick.
And here comes Beltran Lafargo on to boot it. The difficulty here is, Chuck, if you do give up 8 points to Convoy Crestview again on Convoy's next score,
8-9.
You're down 2 scores, 9 points. Lafarga has been nearly perfect all year.
Well, we talked about getting the ball to Mesher, and that's what they did, and boy, he was streaking.
Here's the snapback. Ball placed down. Well done by Mason Kemper. Good height. Ball placed on the turf nicely for Beltran Lafarga, who zips it between the uprights. He nails it. 5:50 left here in the second quarter. All of a sudden, Convoy Crestview's lead is only a point, 8-7 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie can get a first down at the 3.5. Snap back to Moore. He picks his way. He's going to run. He's got a crease. He slides outside right guard. High steps his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Colin Moore. He's averaging nearly 7 yards per rush on the year. And he scrambles to the end zone on that one. Again, Fort Loramie's offensive line did a heck of a job up front. Pangolinan at center developed a cavity. So did Logan Siegel. And romping right through it went Moore. Lafargo on for a second straight PAT kick. It hits the left upright. It angles toward the turf and goes beyond the crossbar by about a foot.
There you go. That's all you need is a foot.
It counts. It hit the left upright, Chuck. 3/4 the way up the pole. Hit it pretty flush. Angled down toward the crossbar and landed outside the end zone by about a foot.
They'll take it.
Indeed. It is 14-8 Fort Loramie. Redskins have punched in a couple touchdowns in the last 90 seconds. And now Fort Laramie's on top of 6, 3:28 to go first half on scoresbroadcast.com. This is not a field goal kicking team. Convoy Crestview will go for the end zone here on fourth and goal from the Fort Laramie 3.5. Redskins lead 14-8. Final 1 minute, second quarter of play. Receivers left and right. Klein is under center here. He rolls left. He looks. A late pitch on the play to Dealey. Dealey tries to get the left corner turned. There's no room. He's down near the one. Is he punched out of bounds short of the goal line?
No.
Or did he go over the top of the pylon?
He dove in. That was a heck of a run right there.
What a play by Dealey. Oh, he had hardly any room. Inside the two, the one. He leaned as far as he could. He lurched his body, Chuck. He got the football up and over the pylon and was credited with the touchdown.
That was a heck of a run right there. I wish we had a replay. I'd like to see that one.
Because when he took that pitch, Chuck...
Damn, stopped.
Yeah. He caught the football on the toss sweep to the left way back at the 8 or 9. I did not give him a chance to get inside the 2 or 3.
Sheets did an outstanding job of blocking out there from his wide receiver spot. Took Mesher completely out of the game.
And now with the score tied at 14 and Convoy Crestview lining up to go for 2 here after the 6-pointer, Fort Laramie gets a timeout. 55 seconds to go, second quarter. Convoy Crestview 14, Fort Laramie 14 on scoresbroadcast.com. And you are listening to highlights from the first half of that regional final playoff game in 2018 between Fort Laramie and Convoy Crestview. The game was tied at intermission, 14-14. Redskins went on to win it by a score of 48-20. Slobbering Convoy Crestview to the tune of 5 touchdowns to 1 over the final two quarters. The Redskins started the second half with a 75-yard kickoff return to the end zone by Carter Mesher. We're at the half here at Fort Laramie tonight, live on scoresbroadcast.com. Season opener 2026. It is football broadcast 299 on Scores Broadcast. It's our 2,200 high school sports presentation since 2006. 17-17 deadlock. Fort Laramie Minster here at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. Hills, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
And hello once again. Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's turned into a fantastic night for high school football. We had a shower, a pretty hard rain for a bit, about three quarters of an hour before kickoff. Rain subsided. Skies, for the most part, have cleared. Understand there was quite a storm down along I-70, south of Interstate 70, Huber Heights, Fairborn, Springfield, Beaver Creek area. But dry here, and we've had a terrific football game. 17-17 deadlock. Even Steven tie at the break. Beckham Steffi kicked the 27-yard field goal with a second to go on the clock in the second quarter to knock this thing up at 17-all. The first five possessions of this game, Chuck, we had five scores. Four touchdowns and a field goal. The first five offensive possessions, it looked like two playoff teams in the month of October.
Yeah, well, both teams, the offense came out clicking. Loramie really throwing the ball well, and Minster a little more balanced, but both teams really playing some offense.
Now, a kicker, so to speak, is that Minster got the field goal before the end of the half, and Minster receives the third quarter kickoff. Can Minster register 10 points overlapping the second and third quarters and go on top of 7? That would be Minster's biggest lead of this game to this point.
Well, and that would be a show how big of a stop to hold them to a field goal for Loramie was.
Yep.
Because the other way around, they would have been looking at a double score deficit.
Yes. Kickoff Redskins to the Minster 10. Return up the middle. Tackle broken, 25-30. Good bring back across the way into the Minster bench at the 35-36-yard line. Tyler Bergman. The run out of bounds as he cut from the hash mark to the numbers and then was flushed into the Minster sideline. First down, 10 yards to go. Wildcats ball marked for play at the 37. Hey, the Sydney Frisches has never left you. Still going strong in Sydney, Route 47, just west of I-75. That's Michigan Avenue, as popular as ever, Frisches in Sydney. Oh, those fabulous Frisches favorites. They've passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy original fish sandwich, crispy hot onion rings, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that superb hot fudge cake. Pumpkin pie season is here. And don't forget the breakfast bar at Frisch's, plus the Taco Thursdays bar Thursday evenings at Sydney Frisch's. Enjoy. You'll love it. I took advantage of it twice last fall. It is exceptional. Pumpkin pie just around the corner at the Frisch's in Sydney. Open till 10 p.m. on weekends till 9 weeknights. And don't look past the dinner menu, spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and more. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Their chicken tenders are outstanding.
Mm-hmm. They are super. Yep. Just greasy enough, just tender enough.
Perfect.
The way I like it. First running play, Minster to start the third quarter, was stonewalled for a gain of one. Fancher tries that again, left side. He meets resistance. Down he goes at the 40-and-a-half-yard line. Possession down, third and five or six to go for Minster.
What a favorable spot for Minster that time. I think it was 2 yards farther up than he got.
Yeah, I didn't think he got to the 40.
No.
They marked it to the 40 plus 2 feet. Now, he got a break of at least 3 feet, maybe four. Nonetheless, third down. Here is Minster. Kaler calling out the play in the shotgun. Oh, there's a belated pass, middle of the field, and the receiver gets it at the 50-yard line. Fort Loramie had him boxed in. He hung on. Well done. Run after catch to the Fort Loramie 44.
I didn't see who made the catch, but the pass was thrown to Inskeep, bounced off him, and went to the other receiver. Loramie had it stopped.
Big break, Minster. First and 10, Cats at the Fort Loramie 44-yard line, opening 2 minutes, third quarter. Game tied at 17. On that last play, Kaler surveyed the field forever. It was a belated pass in the middle, and a lucky break for Minster. Kaler runs here, low snap from center. He picks it off the turf, and he swerves around right end. He garners 6 or 7. He is shifty.
I don't think that was a running play. I think because the snap was bad, I think he just took off with it and got 6 yards out of it.
I think you're right on, Chuck. Good piece of ad-libbing by Carson Kaler of Minster. 9:32 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 17, Minster 17. Minster received, or I should say Fort Loramie received, the opening kickoff to start the game and scored 7. Fort Loramie led 17-14. Until Beckham Steffi kicked a field goal, final second of the first half. Another snap on the ground, improvising again as Kaler. On this play, hands off to Fancher. He's snowed under. No gain. Line of scrimmage is the 39.5 of Fort Loramie. It is third and every bit of 5. 3+ minutes gone here in the third quarter. Minster running it right now, a little bit more than throwing it. Capable of passing on any down are the Wildcats. Expect a pitch here from the quarterback, Carson Kaler. Short drop at the 47. Right sideline. Receiver comes back to the first down stake. He's got it. Whew, boy, that's well done. NFL style right there.
Perfect.
Looked like T. Higgins to the boundary.
Telling you, he took 2 steps, went, the pass was in the air before he cut. Wonderful play.
I believe it was Tyler Bergman, who's had at least a half dozen receptions in this game.
Yeah, it was number 8. Is that Bergman?
First and 10, 34-yard line of Fort Loramie. Yep, indeed, that was Bergman. As Kaler has called his number often. First and 10 from the Loramie 34 for Minster. Snap back to Kaler. Sticks it in the breadbasket of Fancher. Wave of blockers in front. Outside left tackle. And Fancher kicks those legs. Moves the pile down to about the 30. Second down 6 for Minster. 30-yard line of Fort Loramie. Maybe 2nd and 5 just inside it at the 29.
I'm not sure what they're stopping play for.
Head coach Spencer Wells for Fort Loramie on the field. Brief chat with head referee Ray Bradshaw for an instant. Minster heads to the far sideline. Fort Loramie to the near boundary. We've got a delay, stoppage of action.
Lightning.
8:21 to go, third quarter, 2nd and 5. Minster threatening at the 29 of Fort Loramie. Tied up at 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face to face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Alan Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Alan Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Alan Ball go to work for you.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Unusual stoppage just occurred. At timeouts on the scoreboard, still a full complement of three for each team. There's no lightning. There is rain way south about an hour and well north 45 minutes or so, but nothing here in northern Shelby County. Minster driving, second and five, Fort Loramie 29, third quarter, 8 minutes to go, game tied at 17. Here's Kaler. He hands off on the play to Fancher. Fancher bobbing, weaving, ducks his head in between two offensive linemen and pushes for a first down inside the 29. Might have gotten to the 27. First and 10, Minster driving to go up 6 or 7 here, middle part, third quarter. Wildcats have been very efficient on the ground. Opening drive, second half. Here is Kaler. Takes the snap. Fakes on the play to the running back. I think Kaler kept it. Maybe did dish to Fancher. There's a pile up several yards downfield. The Redskins defensively get in there. But the play still picked up 5 or 6. Well, the forward thrust for that Minster offensive line, Chuck, has been really good here in the third quarter, especially.
Absolutely. They're getting 2 or 3 yards down the field before Loramie gets anybody close to the ball carrier.
Yep. Running play, Minster. Flag flies. Maybe a motion call. Pick up a 3. But I think Minster may be penalized 5 yards. 7:05 to go, third quarter. That was a second and 4 running play. It generated 2 or 3. Uh-oh, it's going to be on the defense. My mistake. It's against Fort Loramie. That sets up a first down for Minster. New line of scrimmage is inside the 15-yard line. I think it's
at the 9.
Inside the 10 at the 9. That's what the scoreboard posts. First and goal at the 9 for Minster. Game tied at 17. 6.5 to go, third quarter. 5-yard walk off against the Redskins. Low snap back to Kaler. He keeps. He nudges forward. He is speared hard. Might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. Don't think he gained much more than a foot or two. Let's see where the ball is marked for play. Second down and goal. 8.5-yard line for Minster. Of course, Beckham Steffi is Mr. Automatic on extra points and field goals. He could be called on if Minster comes up short on the next two plays. Ball marked for play from the 8. Second and goal right there. 6:08 to go, third quarter. Game tied at 17. Goal to go, Minster, second down. Low snap to Kaler. He picks it off the turf. Throws a pass in the right flat. Receiver makes a man miss. Makes one more man miss and scores. Beautifully done on the play by Taylor Fancher. When he hasn't run the ball, Chuck, he has made life for miserable. He has made life miserable for Fort Loramie by slipping out of the backfield.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Loramie player had him completely wrapped up that time and just let him run right by him.
Yeah.
They had a chance. I mean, these are the things that Coach Wells talked about, beating themselves. I'm not sure they would have stopped them, but that should have been a no gain.
Yep. That was a tackle to be made in the right flat. Redskins had Fancher dead to rights, but give the young Minster tailback all the credit in the world.
He's good. I like him.
Oh, yeah. He threw a hip one direction, shifted the other way. Dodge one more man and scored. And Steffi is perfect on the point after try. He nails it right between the goalposts. 24-17. Minster up 7 over Fort Loramie. Half the third quarter gone. Lengthy drive to start the third for the Minster Wildcats, who lead it by 7 on scorersbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Well, has the tide turned in this game? Only time will tell. Minster getting the final 3 points second quarter, first 7 of the second half, scoring 10 in succession to come from 17-14 down to lead 24-17. Kickoff to the 16, short return by Fort Loramie, shy of the 30. Great coverage by Minster. Well done downfield by the Wildcats on the play. Let's give the credit where it is due. Good initial hit. It appeared to be Elliott, 5'10 junior, made contact, and boy, did white jerseys flood to the football. Good coverage by Minster. Fort Loramie starts first and 10 from its own 28. That's about the worst field position Redskins have had all night.
Yep. They started at their 29 once, scored a touchdown drive, so let's see if they can continue this.
At Fort Loramie picks its offense up off the sideline cold, watching Minster go the length of the field to start the second half and go up by 7. Now Fort Loramie must respond.
Yeah, they watched them go the length of the field at the end of the second quarter, too, so they've been on the sideline a long time.
This is Fort Loramie's first possession in about, 10 minutes of clock time. Rolling left, Heckman throws left flat. Caught 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Minster claims a fumble recovery far sideline, but no dice. The official has none of it. The gain for Fort Loramie, insignificant. Receiver was smacked down. Ball may have rolled behind. It may have been shaken loose after the catch was made, and Fort Loramie got the recovery. It's a setback of at least 3, maybe 4. Fort Loramie in a bind. Second and 14 from the Redskins 24 with 5:13 to play in the third quarter. And Minster up 7, 24-17. Heckman is in a jam. Here comes the pressure. Wide open receiver, right flat. Here comes Minster to the rescue. Couple of linebackers pinch in the receiver. It is Luthman who caught it, raced upfield, leaving Fort Loramie a manageable 3rd and 7. Line of scrimmage, the 31.
Well, the previous play, and I thought I saw it, he caught the ball out there 4 yards back, and he had his knee on the ground.
Oh.
So that's when they came and marked it, and that's why they had the 4-yard loss.
Your eyesight is far better than mine.
I'm just making stuff up. No, he did have his knee down.
Big play, 3rd and 7, Fort Loramie, 31 of the Skins. Deep drop, Heckman throws left flat. Receiver's got to make a man miss.
That's
he catches, runs, has it stripped. Minster recovers the fumble, I think.
Calling it incomplete.
Inside the 30-yard line of Fort Loramie. Ooh, it's ruled incomplete forward pass.
That's a break.
If that goes to New York for review, it's a catch, it's a fumble, it's Minster football.
Well, now, I'm going to say that he did take 2 or 3 steps, but I don't know what his possession of the ball was at
was,
that time.
Yeah, he could have been.
Was he bobbling it?
Yeah, he might have been on stage doing a juggling
act. That's right, and it was the umpire back here behind the along that made the call.
Well, Heckman's got the punt. No choice. 4th and 7, Fort Loramie, Redskins 31. It's a low end-over-end kick by Heckman. Hits at the 32. Minster man gets it at the 27, reverses field, flags fly. There's one, there's two. It's a clip, it's a hold on Minster. Return up over the 35. Well done on the play by the Wildcats. Taylor Fancher, boy, he's been all over the place in this game for the Wildcats.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's been an MVP. But I think Minster on the return completed an illegal act of some sort. If the penalty is where I think it was, in the vicinity of the 35, ball might come all the way back to the 20. But the officials are exchanging out footballs, and a block in the back is ruled against Minster. 4:04 to go third quarter, 24-14 Minster. Line of scrimmage, Wildcats is going to be back around the 25-yard line. Block in the back occurred up in the area of the 40. It was unnecessary. Fancher was tackled back at the 32 or 33.
And he was way past it. It happened over here, and he got tackled on the Minster sideline.
4 minutes to go, third quarter. Big series of downs for Minster, which can take a two-score lead with points on this possession. Snap to Kaler, draw play Fancher. He makes one or two miss. He was nearly caught for a deficit of three, but he scrambled to pick up two. He's done that all night long. And it might have been Halpin.
That's Bergman.
That was Bergman on the carry. It wasn't Fancher, it wasn't Halpin, it was Bergman.
Yep.
Bergman has seen a lot of duty receiving, ran the ball there, and he turned a 2 or 3 yard loss into a plus two. 3.5 to go, third quarter. 24-17 Minster, which is dominating the clock ever since the last 4 or 5 minutes of the second quarter. Minster's offense has been on the field almost all the time. Fake McKaylor, he keeps, rolls right, pitches, sideline, behind the line of scrimmage, caught, little razzle-dazzle, run after catch for 8 or 10, another marker down. It looked like a Minster player was cut from behind. Let's see what the penalty is all about. This is critical because it wound up being a tricky play by Minster, which produced nearly a first down, I think.
Yeah, it was close to a first down. They got a lineman down with cramps.
Oh.
Leg cramps.
Well, that game last year at Minster, we had cramps every which way.
Yeah, not quite the same night. It's a nice, cool evening here.
Well, we've got both teams on their sidelines. 3:08 to go. Third quarter as we sort it out. It is 24-17, Minster in the lead. Let's see what ensues. Again, there is a marker. In fact, two of them. They're now being picked up. Let's see if a walk-off ensues. Yeah, we've seen no mechanics from any official on the field. And, Chuck, I'm stumped. And it looks like both flags were picked up. Oddly enough, the stake on the far side of the field marking the line of scrimmage is way back at the 30.
It's first down.
And now we are told that the flag is waved off. Kaler was not across the line of scrimmage when he pitched the first ball. When he pitched the football, he was close.
Well, the thing is, he threw it backwards. So that was the thing. He was over the line of scrimmage, but he threw the ball backwards. That's just like a pitch out.
Yep.
You can pitch it back anytime you want.
The officials were duped.
Yep.
Momentarily.
They got him, but they got it right.
First and 10, Minster, line of scrimmage, Wildcats 36, 3:08 to go here in the third. 24-17 Minster. Well, Fort Loramie needs a stop to change momentum in this game. Here's the fake to Fancher. Keep quarterback. Kaler puts his head down, and he rips for a quick 10 to the 45, 46-yard line.
Well, I tell you, I think that was a wildcat to Fancher.
I think you're right. Kaler was not in the QB spot. Fancher was.
Yep.
So he took that snap from center, and he bolted like a cat out of a cage. And the new line of scrimmage for Minster is the 46, first and 10. Minster since midway second quarter. I'm going to estimate over the last, 10 minutes of this period, final six of the second period, Minster's had the ball 13 to 14 minutes of the last 16.
Absolutely.
Here's a first down running play, broken tackle midfield. Play good for six or seven. Ty Hine scrambled for yardage. He's one of the bevy of running backs, wide receivers, defensive backs for Minster. They're all interchangeable. Very young, speedy at the skill positions. And Minster is flashing that quickness right now. Second down and 3 yards to go for a first down at the Fort Loramie 48. Clock ticking away, a minute 40 to go, third quarter. Redskins have been without the football for most of the time since midway second quarter. Here's the snap back to Kaler. Late delivery to Fancher. Offensive line for Minster, a good forward thrust, and a gain of five or six more. Right up the middle, line of scrimmage is the 42 or 43 of Fort Loramie. A minute 20 to go here in the third quarter.
That's 20 first downs for the Wildcats this evening.
They're running them up, and the balance displayed by Minster is uncanny.
They hand the ball off. They've had four or five guys back here now in the third quarter handle the ball. And you're right, Loramie's touched the ball once in the second half.
Yep. And just once since the midway point,
yep,
second quarter. That spans now a good almost 20 minutes. Poor snap to Kaler. He falls on it way back on the negative side of the 50. Tough break for Minster. There have been a few low snaps that he's managed to negotiate and receive and scoop off the ground. That one he did not do. So it's second down for Minster and 21 or 22 to go for a first down. We're down to 27 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Minster doesn't necessarily need to run the play. Play clock is at 13. Let's see if Minster does snap it. They do. Oh, it's another drop snap in the offensive backfield. Kaler scrambles in reverse, gets it, and loses two. It was Fancher who gobbled it up. He saved disaster, and the third quarter is ended. And when the fourth period starts, Minster will have third down and 22, 23 yards to go for a first down, about 4 yards short of the 50. 24-17, Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Well, the theme of the first 18 minutes of this game was score, 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 five possessions, five scores. But in the last quarter and a half plus, the last 20 minutes, Minster's had the ball for nearly 17. And the Wildcats lead by seven, but face a third and 22 here. From the Minster 46, Fort Loramie has got to get a stop. Well, if Minster pulls off a first down here, it's a backbreaker for the Redskins. Here's Kaler looking deep drop. Here comes pressure. Kaler's wrapped up and decked. It's a sack. way back at the 37. Let's see who we give credit to, Chuck, for Fort Loramie. A lot of high fives going on. And trying to pick out, oh, I think it was Tanner Eilerman. Yeah, and Tanner Eilerman was in the mix as the player who popped out of there went deep downfield to return the punt. And that's T.E. Tanner. Tanner Eilerman in there along with help to flush the quarterback out of the pocket and down him. High kick. Eilerman, ooh, makes a fair catch at the 26. That was one I think Tanner might like to have back. There were two defenders within 7 yards. But I think ball security was not a question there. He had comfort in catching it.
Well, I think the deal is he knew that it was a punt block. He knew he did not have the stuff, people back there blocking for him. So I think that he just went ahead and made the fair catch. Probably not a bad choice. He didn't take a lot of pounding on that one.
That was good analysis. I'll give you an A.
Hey, not bad for the first game.
An A for analysis. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, Redskins 26. We start the fourth quarter, 45 seconds in, 24-17 Minster. Heckman keeps. He bobs to the right, twists back to the middle of the field, crosses over the line of scrimmage, and wedges out 4. Line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 30-yard line. I don't think there was a marker thrown. A little bit of discussion above.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a penalty down. That one hurts. That's going to set Fort Loramie back on its heels. It's a 15-yard step-off. And the Redskins here in the second half, Chuck, have gone in reverse and not forward.
Yeah, they're struggling. They, as good as they looked in the first half, they're really kind of having a problem here in the second half.
It has been a ball control stretch for a quarter and a half to two quarters for Minster. Fort Loramie out of its element way back at its own 15, facing a second down. Scoreboard says second and 10 now to Juss. Second and 27. Can't get it all back in one play. Heckman rolls right. It's an alley-oop down the right sideline. Intended for Eilerman. Receiver fell. Minster caught it. Was it in the field of play? It's no good. It's out of bounds on the pick. Very close to being intercepted. Heckman threw that up. No margin for error on the boundary. It had to be perfect. He couldn't drop it in the bucket. And the Fort Loramie receiver appeared to have slipped down.
Eilerman lost his footing. And, yeah, it was close. Probably should have been intercepted.
Third and 22. And, man, if you have to punt on this possession, and Minster gets good field position, Wildcats will be in the driver's seat, that's for sure. Line of scrimmage, 15 of Fort Loramie, 3rd and 22. Long cadence from Heckman. Got to believe that Eilerman is featured somehow. It's only a 3-man rush. Ball thrown, middle of the field. Eilerman, crossing pattern, catches, dead run, 25, 28, 29. He's smacked out of bounds. Minster thinks they took the ball away. It wasn't Eilerman, it was Luthman on the reception. And the officials haven't signaled a change of possession. And now the men in stripes talk it over. Minster's defense lobbies for the pick. Boy, this wouldn't seem fair if this was called belatedly.
No,
after 10 or 15 seconds, yeah. Interception. It is not. Fort Loramie ball, but it's 4th and 22. Well, 10:27 on the clock. And the way Minster's controlled the ball, and Fort Loramie might not see it again for 6 or 7 minutes. 24-17 Minster. Good opening night of football.
Great
initial game. Very high punt, short punt. Minster fair catch. Wildcats 43. And now Minster would love nothing better, Chuck, than to use 5 or 6 minutes, nestle the ball down inside the 10, and call on Beckham Steffi to push it out to a 10-point game.
Or throw a pass, score a touchdown, and then put it out of reach.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, you're right. Any kind of score right here is going to be tough for Loramie to overcome.
Yep. And this game here over the last two quarters, a quarter and a half to two quarters anyway, has been won by Minster tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely. But that last time they had a second and 10. Somebody had a personal foul.
Yep.
And it took them out of rhythm again. And so, again, beating themselves, there's a few times on the film that I know that Coach Wells is going to see that.
2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Minster runs, Fancher right up the gut, picked up one, second down nine. Each team three timeouts left. Line of scrimmage, Minster 45. Last running play by Fancher. And he was stood up in the middle of that Fort Loramie defense by the Redskins, who stood tall and nailed him. Well done in the middle of the Fort Loramie D. Drew Bergman, Emmett Lemkuhl both smothered Fancher. Minimal gain, a yard, second and nine. Ooh, a snap way over Kaler's head. Kaler hustling back, falls on it at the 30. Well, Minster has dodged that bullet two or three times during the second half, Chuck.
That is the third snap over the head, and they've had at least seven or eight that rolled back to him.
So Minster's connection between center and QB becoming unglued.
Yep.
And now it's third and 22. You've got to believe Fort Loramie will get the ball back. Pretty good field position, own 30 or so. Unless the Redskins give up a big play to the Wildcats, who are capable of doing just so. Third and 23, 31-yard line of Minster. 7-point lead, Wildcats, 24-17. Minster takes a timeout. Crucial juncture of this fourth quarter, 8:32 to go. Minster ahead by seven on scores.broadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Oh, what is up Minster's sleeve here? Third down, 23 to go, 31-yard line of Minster, which leads by seven, 24-17. 8.5 minutes left in this game. Big play. Minster at a timeout to draw it up. Kaler, deep drop, 10 yards behind the line. Fort Loramie blitzing. It's a screen to the right, and Fort Loramie smells it out.
Nice play.
2 or 3 yard loss. That was as beautiful a defensive gem as the Redskins have turned in all night. Came at a great time, forcing a Minster punt. Fourth down coming up, and darn near 30 yards to go for a first down.
Kaler is 17 of 19 throwing football this evening.
Yeah, he's been remarkable. He was outstanding second half last year against Anna, as Minster scored 17 straight, beat Anna 24-14. Here is the punt by Steffi. It's short, hits at the Loramie 43. Redskins can't come up and get it. It bounces to the 32. Redskins lost 10 yards. Field position right there. One of those punts that if you can, you've got to hustle up and catch it.
Yeah. At least catch it so it doesn't get that 10-yard bounce.
Come up and fair catch it.
Yep.
Nonetheless, Redskins do have possession. 32-yard line, 7:42 to go. 7-point lead, Minster. Timeout situation, Redskins 3, Wildcats 2. This Fort Loramie offense, Chuck, has been stagnant since middle of the second quarter.
Yep.
Fort Loramie's defense has had its way. Or I should say Minster's D has had its way. Here's Heckman. Oh, he's got a crease. He busts across the line of scrimmage. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle. Makes a man miss. Heckman at the 40. Heckman at the 30 of Minster. Near sideline. Caught and run out of bounds. Way down at the 20. Tanner Heckman showing his sprinting ability and his breakaway ability. He shook off would-be tackler one after another. That's the quarterback running the football that the Redskins need. He's got to be a threat. You must defend Tanner Heckman's ability to run. That's what Fort Loramie wants.
Well, they had 12 rushes for 34 yards before that. That was a 48-yard run.
How many Minster defenders seemingly had the jersey, had fabric?
Now, the blocking was good. He had a hole up the middle on that draw. But the rest of it was him. It was his legs and his will.
Yep, the line of scrimmage, the Minster 20. Yep. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Receivers right and left. Here is Heckman coming off that big run. He runs it again, right up the middle, slides out left guard, puts his head down and lurches. He's got six, maybe seven. He's down to around the 12. Maybe squeezed out eight. Oh, that offensive line for Fort Loramie did a job. Grady Bornhorst, Zach Siegel, Dylan Meyer, Sebastian Barhorst, Davis Kubo, tight end Tyson Lemkuhl, who is just a freshman. Boy, they have paved the way for Heckman on two very good runs. One on first down for eight. And what was the other one, Chuck? 40-some?
48.
Woo. Second and two at the 12. Heckman to throw. Jump ball. Corner of the end zone. Eilerman goes up for it. He's off the field of play. He might have made a juggling acrobatic catch. Don't think it was Eilerman.
Yeah, it was Eilerman. It was. I'll tell you, the defender was 22. Like I said, I don't have a roster, but he made a heck of a play in the corner there.
That was Beckham Steffi.
There you go.
Nice job of Beckham. As he kind of forced Eilerman to take his route all the way to the boundary, and there was really no room for Heckman to lead him the football. Third and two, Fort Loramie, 12-yard line of Minster. Oh, I think maybe you run it here. Empty backfield, though. If they run it, it's got to be Heckman. Receivers all over the field. 6:40 left here in the fourth. Then we got a flag and a delay.
Well, how is there a delay when there's the play clock is at 40 seconds? It never ran. It never ran.
Yeah, that's deception. That's deception. That's unfortunate. That's a bad break if it sticks.
Well, it's sticking, but I'll tell you what. The problem's up here with this clock then, because it's still on 40.
And now it's third and seven for Fort Loramie from the 17. Make a note. That might be a very critical 5-yard penalty, a delay of game. Third and seven. Redskins, though, in four down territory. No field goals at this point, even though Brandewee kicked one from 22 earlier.
Well, the play clocks aren't working, so that might have been the problem.
Yeah. Snap back to Heckman, deep in the pocket, post pattern, middle of the field, picked off at the goal line. Minster with the interception. And the run back is to the 15. Minster's got the ball. 6:33 left. And guess what? The MVP of the game.
Absolutely.
Tyler Fancher played center field. Read the eyes of Tanner Heckman. It was a post pattern. And they were flooding the route as Eilerman was sprinting toward the middle. 7 yards deep in the end zone. And hiding in the bushes was Taylor Fancher. He made the intercept. And now Fort Loramie's got to force a three and out. If Minster can get a few first downs, the Wildcats might be able to run out this clock and put the game away. 6:33 to go in the fourth. Minster up seven.
I'll tell you what, that 5-yard penalty for the clock, obviously it's broke. So somebody over here has got to be letting your quarterback know how much time he's got on a play.
Tough break. That was a tough one. Here is Kaler. It's going to be Fancher or Bergman or Halpin. They're going to run the ball play after play. They do for about four.
They're all about the same size.
Uh-huh. 5'9", 5'10". Pick up a five or six, second down and four. Well, Fort Loramie cannot afford to give up a first down here because Minster will run this clock down to two or three if they get a first. Be Minster's advantage to not pick up the full first down in this play. Second down and four. Yep. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 21. Minster up seven.
Boy, their Minster's offense has looked really good this game.
Uh-huh. And here is a counter back to the left, and it's sprinting to the far side. Good enough for seven or eight. First and ten, Minster.
Bergman.
Bergman carries. It's been a three-headed monster running the ball for Minster. A little bit of Halpin, a lot of Bergman, a whole bunch of Fancher mixed in. Is there a marker down,
there
Chuck?
There is a marker down.
Ooh, offensive hold. I think I heard
block in the back.
The officials say a block in the back. Minster had a first and 10 up at the 25 or 26. Instead, it's going to be second down and about 20, second down and 13. Block in the back, a spot foul upfield. Ball marked for play at the 12, 5:31 to go, fourth quarter. We'll keep our eye on the clock. The lead for Minster, 24-17. It was 17-17 at the half. Fort Loramie has been stymied offensively here in the second half of this game. Kaler throws, far boundary, leaping catch, out of bounds. No good. Ruled incomplete. No, maybe it is inbounds. Receiver does catch it.
Steffi, what a catch.
Beckham Steffi. Acrobatic tightrope on the far sideline, reels it in. Third and seven, makeable play for Minster. They got back half of it on the previous pass. We're down to 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Minster with a 7-point lead, 24-17. Trips to the right for Kaler. This is the play of the game right here, Chuck.
Yeah, but this is Loramie having a chance.
Here's Kaler in the pocket, screen pass, left flat, block. And a tackle made eventually right at the first down stake. The Minster receiver bulldozed into a Redskin tackler right at the first down post. He was bucked out of bounds a yard short. And Minster has got some thinking to do. Fourth down, and it's not a short yard. It's every bit of 5 feet.
Oh, yeah, it's a good 2 yards at least.
Fourth and two. 23-yard line, and Minster is going to go for it. Play of the game. Wow. A lot of guts.
Quarterback run.
That's the confidence. Minster may try to draw Fort Loramie off. Redskins must be patient, disciplined. 23-yard line. It is fourth down a couple. Play clock eating up seconds. Scoreboard clock winding down to 4:30. And there is a penalty marker for delay, or did Minster get a timeout before the delay? You wouldn't think they would want to retreat 5 yards, but
well, they won't take the timeout then.
No, they're going to conserve the conserve the timeout. But those 5 yards to me are pretty precious.
Well, I mean, if they were going to go for it, yes. Right now,
right.
I mean,
better.
Eilerman needs to make sure that he gets to this punt.
Yep.
Don't let it bounce.
Eilerman is at his 45. Excuse me. And now, something has delayed the snap from center.
Well, there was a flag on the far side here.
Oh, my goodness. Fort Loramie jumped offside. Fourth and two.
Now what do you do?
Ooh. Ooh.
I still think you got a punt.
Oh, yeah. Fourth and two. Up seven.
Yep, you get stuffed, and then your fans are wanting to know what you were doing. If you make it, they're going, you're brilliant.
Fourth and two, 23 of Minster. Teams exchange 5-yard penalties. Snap back to Steffi. Ooh, it's almost blocked. It's a low kick, end over end. Bounces at the 45 of Minster. Eilerman can't pick it up. He can't get to it. The ball kicked away from him to the Loramie 45. Still superb field position in time enough to march down the field and tie this game or go for two for the win. 4:21 to go. First and 10 Redskins at their own 44.
Well, Steffi slipped on the punt. As he put his plant foot down, it slid, and he did a nice job of getting that ball down the field at all.
Tell you what, Chuck, if my memory serves me correctly, about the only time here in this game that Minster has been stalled offensively, it's been a penalty or two.
Penalty, yeah. Snaps over the head.
Right. And Fort Loramie really has not slowed Minster down with the Redskin D. Snap back to Tanner Heckman. Oh, he's stoned at the line of scrimmage. Dropped the ball. Minster recovers at the 45, and that might do it. 4:16 to go. Heckman was met behind the line of scrimmage. Did a little extra jitterbugging, and it held the ball out in front. Minster just swatted it right through.
Well, no turnovers in the game until the fourth quarter, and that's two in a row now for Loramie.
Yep. Yep, a pick in the end zone, and a fumble with 4 minutes to go. Line of scrimmage, Minster, ball marked for play where?
Yeah, right about the 45 of the Loramie.
Yep.
Yeah, that was big. I mean, that was the first down. This is the play that they can build their season on. You know, they can build their season on a lot of good stuff. This is better than I watched them play last year.
Much improved.
Yep. But Minster, boy, I think they're just going to get better and better.
And we'll see them again against Coldwater mid-season. Should be a great game at Minster. First and 10 Wildcats at the Fort Loramie 45. Two turnovers by Fort Loramie here in the last 4 minutes of this game. And those might tell the tale. Here is Kaler in the spread. He'll take the snap at the 50. It's a run to the left for two or three. I think I saw another marker go down.
Yeah, the referees have now decided they didn't throw enough in the first half, and they want to ruin a really good football game by calling a penalty on every play.
Yeah, broken tackle, that was Bergman. He scooted for 9 or 10, nudged the ball into the Minster bench at the 36. 10-yard penalty against Minster. If Fort Loramie's defense can stiffen, Redskins might get the ball in the final 90 seconds or so, back deep inside their own 15 or 20.
Well, they've got all three timeouts, yep. 4:08, so they don't have to call them yet.
No.
But they need a good thing to stop here. They need to keep them in bounds.
I think you use a timeout or two before this Minster series ends.
I think you see what happens here on this play.
Right. And it is...
Got him.
Ooh, a run to the left. It is Fancher. He is caught from behind, dragged down at the 44-yard line of Minster. Play went for a negative two, and we have a timeout called. Spencer Wells was reading my mind. And
maybe he's listening.
Yeah, maybe so. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck. That was a second down play right there.
That was second down. That was first down.
Okay.
It was first and 20 on the hold.
On the hold.
So now it's second and probably 24.
Yeah. Okay. Because the hold 2 plays ago occurred during the play.
Right.
Wiped out the play, giving Minster a repeat first down. And they just ran it for a short loss. So it's second down and a little more than 20 to go for Minster. Line of scrimmage, Minster 44, 4:01 to go. Each team, 2 timeouts left. Minster in the lead, 24-17. And Fort Loramie had one very good drive thanks to a nearly 50-yard run by Heckman midway through the fourth quarter. But an interception in the end zone, followed up by a fumble 4 minutes later, snuffed out the last couple Fort Loramie possessions. Here's a run to the right, Mefancher, look at him go. He slithers, makes a man miss, makes another man miss. He's down inside the 45, 42-yard line of Fort Loramie. So it's third down coming up for Minster. Third and, well, nine. The runners need touchdown at the 44-yard line of Fort Loramie. 3.5 to go in the game. Again, two timeouts each side. If Minster gets a first down in one of the next two plays, Chuck, this game's history.
Yeah.
Here is the quarterback, Kaler. Shotgun spread behind the line of scrimmage. Is it a wildcat? No, it's snapped to Kaler. Kaler hands off. Ball carrier's got the first down, and then some. 35-30, sprinting sideline. Down inside the 25-20. Beautiful run on the play. Well done by the Minster Wildcats.
Fancher.
That was Fancher again. This guy's got a great burst of speed. 6 feet tall, 175. He has a nose for the opening. He doesn't turn on the jets until he sees the crease. And then he goes flashing right through it as he did on that play. And now Minster sets up shop first and 10. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 11 or 12. Or I should say the Fort Loramie 11 or 12. And
it's first and goal, so it's got to be right on the 10.
It must, you're right. The nose must be at the stripe. The scoreboard reads first and 10 at the 10. Here is the quarterback, Kaler. Is it the workhorse, Fancher? It is. Right guard. And he trudges. 6-5. It'll be second down upcoming. Timeout, Fort Loramie. One left for the Redskins. If Fort Loramie gets the ball back, Chuck, it's going to be about a minute left.
Well, the problem is going to be if they get the ball back at this point, they're probably going to be down 10 because Steffi doesn't miss extra field goals.
That's a good point, because if Minster does confront a fourth, you're going to call on Beckham to boot it.
Yeah, well, if the six is almost an extra point.
Exactly. Next week on ScoresBroadcast.com, Fort Loramie at Anna. It is football broadcast number 300 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Tonight was high school sports presentation number 2200 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. 2200 football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, a little bit of softball mixed in, and boys and girls hoops both. Great football game, super opener tonight. It was a score fest early on. Five possessions, five scores. And then Minster played ball control and decided to run the ball at Fort Loramie and got away with it. Redskins just could not slow it down. Second and six, ball marked for play at the six. And there is no first down marker at the goal line, so it is goal to go. Here is Kaler, offensive backfield, hands it off. We've got a hold in the left flat on Minster. Ball carrier for the Wildcats, hits the corner, turned, and scores.
That was Fancher, but you're right, there's a hold.
It's going to be wiped out, no TD. No touchdown. Fancher again. Does he have a stick of margarine on each shoulder pad?
I'm not sure.
He is so elusive, it is crazy.
Boy, a senior, and you can tell he's just out there really wanting to have a great senior year.
Yeah, you just call it know-how and savvy based on his experience. So the penalty forces Minster to retreat. 2:48 to go, fourth quarter. 24-17 Minster. Minster possession outside the 15 of Fort Loramie. Second down and goal. As I noted, there is no first down marker far side of the field, so it is a goal to go situation. One timeout left for the Redskins. Here is the quarterback, Kaler. Handoff, running play. It's a plunge between right tackle and guard. Forward progress stopped at the 13. And Fort Loramie uses its last one. Good tackle on the play by Demange of Fort Loramie. He came up and made the hit. Brett Demange, senior middle linebacker. So it's third down, and the Redskins cannot stop the clock after this play.
Right. So, I mean, you got 40 seconds once the ball's put into play. They may, I mean, 14, 20, this going to be a 28-yard field goal from here.
Minster might stop the clock with a timeout to set up the field goal play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yep. Run it down to the end, put the Steffi out there and try to ice it.
And a running play here, and then you use the full possession to set up the field goal unit, and you're down to about minute 10, minute 15, somewhere in that vicinity. First, Fort Loramie's got to keep Minster out of the end zone. Third and 14, Minster. Can't believe the Wildcats would throw the football. Just can't believe it.
He's only missed two passes. But their passing game is like a running game.
Yes.
I mean, they just dissect you.
Yeah, short darts. They use the whole width of the field horizontally.
Nobody out there.
And guess what? It's a jet sweep to the sideline. Fort Loramie might have been helped. Ball carrier to the boundary, but he stayed in bounds.
Good run to stay in bounds.
Yep, heads-up play of a Minster.
That was Bergman.
That was Bergman, who is the smallest of the three, who's rushed the football heavily tonight. He's 5'9". And he was wrapped up at about the line of scrimmage. In the end, he might have gained one. So it's fourth down for Minster, 2:05, 2:04. Play clock's probably got a good 20-some seconds left. And there's no reason for Minster to snap it.
They'll call timeout, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Down to a minute 50 to go. Minster lining up for a field goal to stretch the lead from 24-17 to 27-17. No, they go ahead and snap it. Steffi kicks it. Left footer on the way. Beauty right down the middle. And that does it. Beckham Steffi with a field goal with a minute 41 to go in the game. He kicked one on the final second of the first half. 10-point lead. Minster under 2 to play in the fourth quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville, 74 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Yep, Steffi, who is one of my players of the game for Minster, along with Fancher. Of course, Chuck's got a heavy vote, a 2-to-1 vote. You're worth two votes. I'm only one.
Well, there are so many choices. I might just say, okay, the all offense, because we haven't even talked about their line that much. Their line did a fabulous job.
Ground ball kickoff to the 35. Returned by Fort Loramie to the 37. It's a 10-point game with a minute 37 to go in the fourth quarter. Well, Minster just dominated possession of the football. Fort Loramie had the 48-yard scamper by Tanner Heckman midway through the fourth. But in the span of 4 minutes, two turnovers. And Minster's offensive line has just overpowered Fort Loramie for the last 2.5 periods of this game. Heckman throws a sideline pass behind the line of scrimmage. It's caught.
Receiver
runs out of bounds, but was the ball trapped?
Oh, no, he's saying that he caught it and his knee was down. So you got a three-yard loss and the clock keeps going.
Right. Worst-case scenario. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 34. Catch was made, but a knee was on the turf. when the receiver Luthman hauled it in. Here's a lateral pass. Is it thrown forward? Minster falls on the football, but it was pitched ahead by just a yard or so. It's ruled incomplete. Clock stops. 1:04 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster's going to win this game, leading 27-17. Minster next week plays Convoy Crestview at home. Fort Loramie travels to Anna. And we've got that game for you on scorersbroadcast.com on the air at 6:20 next Friday night. It's football broadcast number 300 in our history, 21 years. Tonight was number 299, and tonight was high school sports presentation number 2200 on Scores Broadcast. Over the middle pass, caught, 40-yard line, 10-yard run after catch to the 50. Clock stopped, first down chain moved up, 56, 55, it's running now. Snap back to Heckman. You got to score quickly, Chuck, and somehow get an onside kick. Here's a bomb, middle of the field, broken up by Minster at about the 15-yard line.
That was Fancher again. I like to say his name because he's going to get my player of the game.
nothing fancy, just Taylor Fancher.
There you go. That time, I mean, the pass was right there, and he went up and knocked that away. Great defensive play. They got a cramps again.
Yep. And thus we have a stoppage of the action. 2nd and 10, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage right at the 50. 47 ticks to go. 27-17, Minster in the lead. Fort Loramie, since the midway part second quarter, has had the ball for maybe 5 minutes.
At the most.
Yeah, 5 minutes tops.
Yep.
And that's in the last, well, two quarters, half the second quarter. It's 30 minutes of game time, and boy, it's been Minster for 25 minutes of the 30.
Yep. They've dominated from the last drive that tied the game at halftime.
Right.
And the second half has been Minster.
Game of keep away, ball control, overpowering effort. Minster up front. Fort Loramie got off to a good start. Notched the first seven, did the Redskins. But since then, 27-10. In favor of Minster. A lot to build on for Fort Loramie. This offense, not to be denied, needs to enhance the running game offensively. And has got to start making some big plays on defense. Here's a pass over the middle. Eilerman, it is a hook pattern. He catches at the 33. He's downed immediately. Fort Loramie out of timeouts. Clock running, 38-37. 27-17, Minster. Deep drop. Heckman throwing toward the end zone. It is cut off by the Minster defender as he slid in front of the receiver for Fort Loramie. Got a hand on the ball, broke it up in the end zone with 29.4 to go.
Tell you what, Heckman's got an arm. That was in the air, beautiful spiral.
Tell you what, Chuck, Minster hopes Fort Loramie goes on and has a great season.
Sure.
And wins about seven.
And honestly, compared to last year, this team could win 5, 6, 7 games.
Yep.
They have the ability.
3-7 a year ago. Big play potential in offense. As I mentioned, the running game needs to be advanced just a little bit. Here's a sideline throw by Heckman. Underthrows his receiver. It was well short of the mark. In the hands of a Minster player and out. Nearly intercepted by guess who? Tyler Bergman.
Yep,
number 8. You made the comment earlier in this game that so many of these Minster players, except for the number on the back, look so much alike. 5'10", 5'11". Good wheels, fine speed, are able to shift and shake, and they run the ball straight ahead with discipline. They use the blockers up front very well and then burst when they see that crease. And this Minster team in the MAC is a dark horse, Chuck. I am labeling them officially tonight a serious dark horse. Pass, middle of the field, Fort Loramie. Catch is good at the 36. Clock is going to run, under 15 seconds to go. It is third down for Fort Loramie. Gain of 7. after a penalty on the previous play. Third down and 13. It is Eilerman in the end zone. Heckman tries to flip it to him. It's high, overshot him. Triple coverage. Clock says zero. That's it. Minster defeats Fort Loramie in the season opener for both teams, 27-17. It was a thrilling first half. Wound up in a 17-17 tie. Big play into the second quarter. Beckham Steffi got on the board for Minster with a field goal. One tick on the clock. That deadlocked things. 17 even at intermission. As Minster started to strut its stuff middle of that second quarter, dominating time of possession, dominating the line of scrimmage. And Minster wins it going away 27-17. A lot to build on for Fort Loramie, which, as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, won't be a 3-17 this year. He's got a much better chance to be 7-3. And Minster appears to be for real. This team can make some noise in the MAC. I'm looking forward to that Minster Anna game later on in the campaign at Anna. One we'll cover here on Scores Broadcast. We'll return with more. We'll wrap it up and close it out. Minster defeats Fort Loramie 27-17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Up, it's our Provico and Frisch's postgame. Our stars of this game brought to you by Provico in Botkins and by Frisch's on Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Thanks so much to our fine sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Final score, 27-17, Minster victorious. It was hard-earned. Minster continued to grind it out and turn it up. A lot of balance and offense. And as the game wore on, Minster wore down Fort Loramie with a grand running game featuring predominantly Fancher, but some Bergman, a little bit of Halpin sprinkled in. I think Keener ran it at least once. And Kaler's sideline throws were on the money all night long. Chuck alongside's got the stats, and they're eye-popping for Minster, that's for sure. And Fort Loramie's got some growth to do, some development yet on defense.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm still doing here 213.
Well, you need more batteries for the calculator.
Yeah, that calculator's my head, and I certainly definitely need more batteries for that. So 300, okay, 353, they had 21. All right, I'm ready. Loramie ran the ball 13 times for 90 yards, and 48 of that was on Kaler's run.
Yep.
Or on Heckman's run. He was 5 of 15 of 28, really cooled off in the second half, 170 yards, 260 for the game, 13 first downs. They had two big turnovers in the second half.
Yep.
Minster, on the other hand, ran the ball 40 times for 143 yards. They were 19 of 21 for 213 yards, 356 total, 21 first downs. Did not turn the ball over at all.
There you go.
And looking at the players of the game for Lormie, I'm going to go with Tanner Eilerman, probably one of, if we do him six times, he'll probably win it six times. And then on the other side, I could go even more. Kaler and Fancher and Steffi and Bergman would be a fourth. So I got all four of those guys got to be my players of the game for Minster.
Well, that offensive line was really stout. Stellar performance by the men up front for the Minster Wildcats. Center Cole Bergman, tight end Michael Wendland, the guards Andrew Frimmel, Cole Carity, tackles Caden Bergman, Jacob Davis. We also saw some action from Quentin Link and Drew Meyer. Man, oh man, Minster really turned it on, overpowering Fort Loramie over the last 2.5 quarters. Redskins, a lot to build on, as we have said repeatedly. It's a club which has made big-time strides, it's obvious, since 1 year ago. And continuing to move forward, who knows what kind of a dent Fort Loramie can make in its Northwest Conference schedule. Minster, the next 2 weeks, Convoy Crestview home on August 28th at New Bremen on September 4th. Looking down the road, Minster, interestingly enough, avoids Versailles this year, has dates with Coldwater and Marion Local on the 18th of September and the 16th of October. A game at Anna on October 2nd. That's one we will cover for sure. Fort Loramie the next 2 weeks on the road at Anna and Lehman Catholic. In fact, the next 3 weeks, Fort Loramie's away from home. In addition to those two, at Delphus Jefferson on September 12th. This is officially a dark horse in the MAC, a team that could upset anybody any given night. Minster with a lot of good players back from last year. Minster did graduate 8 fine seniors, but boy, it's a team that played tonight, Chuck, as if it were, mid-October, approaching Halloween, playoff time.
Well, I just so impressed. Their coaching staff, their offensive scheme is so impressive. It's just really hard. Yeah, I'm sitting there going, I'm not even sure where they're coming from, but their offense tonight was amazing.
And Kaler, his sideline throws, he's got the ball on a string. It's on a string.
Right. Well, he looks downfield, nobody there, throws it to the sideline, 7-8 yards.
Yep. Fort Loramie, 2 big turnovers at the 8-minute mark in the fourth, again at the 4-minute mark. But the Redskins, boy, if Fort Loramie can replicate that first half numerous times over and over throughout the course of the season, Fort Loramie will be just fine.
Well, they score that touchdown when they're down there and they tie the thing in the middle of the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Who knows how this would have turned out. So.
Interception in the end zone with about 8 minutes to go. Game was 24-17. Hanging in the balance. Minster was up 7. And Fort Loramie threw the pick in the end zone with 8 minutes to go, and that was all she wrote.
Yep.
Next week on the air, 6:20, it is Fort Loramie at Anna. Thanks to our online listeners tonight who joined us. Great game, fine opener. The weather abated, thank goodness. For Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying goodnight for all of our online listeners. Final score once again, Minster 27, Fort Loramie 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings,